Good Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Exciting day around here because tonight we're going to find out who the winner is of our great grocery giveaway. Another opportunity to get qualified. This is like last chance opportunity to get qualified. James and I will be over at Kingpin's
from
3 to 5.
I thought you were talking about people calling in again today.
No. James and I will be at Kingpin's from 3 to 5. So if you have not gotten qualified yet, you can stop in during that time frame, and we will draw two more qualifiers to add to the mix in the big party over at Kingpin's tonight. If you have been qualified, make sure you get there between 5:15 and 6:15 for check-in. We're going to have fun. We're going to have pizza. It's going to be a good time tonight. You can order your own beverages.
Well, fine. I guess I will then.
Pizza's free, though. And it's going to be a good time. We got some games planned. So good luck to all of you who have qualified. And if you haven't, like I said, the last chance opportunity to qualify between 3 and 5 this afternoon over at Kingpin. Stop in and see James and I, and we will draw two qualifiers out of the list. It's already very sticky out there, and it's going to be a hot, humid day today. The good news is those showers and thunder showers should hold off until late tonight in the overnight hours, because it's also a big night out at the Red River Valley Fair for the Kane Brown concert.
Yep.
So people with tickets to that are super excited that Dino says the storms are going to hold off. 94. It already feels like that out there.
No, it doesn't. It's
70.
Only 69.
It's sticky, though.
It is.
Dew point's at 68 right now, so that's high anytime you get even like into the 60s, the mid 60s, 63, I think, is when you start to feel sticky, and it's just going to creep up.
I bet you, if we look, Bonnie, I bet you the humidity right now is probably just as high, if not higher than the temperature.
Yeah, that's the dew point, the 68.
Yeah, our humidity right now is 88%, and it's only 69 degrees, so humidity higher than the temperature, and it's sticky.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe she went to the bathroom late at night or whatever, but I tried to let Luna out this morning. She walked on the deck, kind of looked around, and was like, nah, I'm going to come back in.
It's kind of hard to breathe. Not right now, but it will be as it continues to climb up throughout the day. That stuff gets stifling. Like I said, hot, humid, 94 for our high temp today. A man is hospitalized after an officer-involved shooting in Otter Tail County last night. It happened at the Frazee rest stop following a domestic assault in Becker County, in which the suspect fled with a stolen gun. Detroit Lakes Police, the State Patrol, and deputies from Becker and Otter Tail County were all involved in the pursuit and apprehension. Suspect was taken to the Detroit Lakes Hospital and later transferred to Fargo with unknown injuries. Officers were wearing body cams, and the BCA will use that information as they investigate what led up to the incident. A 17-year-old faces several charges, including two counts of murder in a Moorhead drive-by shooting. The county attorney's office doesn't have a comment on why the alleged shooter is charged with murder, even though the victim hasn't died. A nationwide warrant has been issued for that teen. Authorities are still looking for a person accused of stabbing someone in Cass County. Sheriff's office says a 20-year-old was found with a stab wound around noon yesterday in Argusville. Victim was rushed to the hospital. His condition is unknown. Law enforcement says there is no threat to the public. A man has admitted to setting a house fire in Fargo this week. Larry DeJarlis told investigators he set a mattress on fire on Monday inside the building in the 1200 block of First Avenue South. He claims the fire was set with a torch he uses to smoke meth. Republican state leaders share their support for President Trump's National Farm Security Action Plan, citing the Fu Feng controversy in Grand Forks. In a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins for 11 current and former governors, including South Dakota's Larry Rodin, the plan bans people from China from buying farmland in America. The Grand Forks City Council and Mayor Brandon Bochensky signed off on Fu Feng building on agricultural plant north of the city. They said he then terminated that deal in 2023 amid concerns of the company spying on the nearby Grand Forks Air Force Base. Investigators have determined that a downed power line caused last October's historic wildfire near Mandaree. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says a tree fell onto a power line, setting off the blaze. The Bear Den fire burned over 110,000 acres, with estimated damages exceeding $8 million. During an appearance on our sister station, The Flag, North Dakota Governor Kelly Armstrong says he agrees with the new changes to Medicaid eligibility that are in the approved Big Beautiful Bill. Anyone who is considered able-bodied will soon have to work at least 80 hours a month to receive benefits. Overall, Armstrong says the signing of the Big Beautiful Bill, which modified Medicaid and extended tax cuts, is good policy. More than 4,000 citations were handed out during a month-long seatbelt enforcement event in North Dakota. The majority of the citations during the Click It or Ticket campaign were related to people not wearing their seatbelts. Tap water consumption ban on the Spirit Lake Reservation has been lifted. The tribe says the water is now safe to drink, but residents are asked to conserve water while crews work on replacing the temporary filtration system. That water ban had been in effect since late May. Time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Jace Denman.
Minnesota Twins once again beat the Chicago Cubs. They win 4-2 last night. David Festa gave up two runs over 5 1/3 innings, earning the win. Danny Colombi recorded two outs, while Brock Stewart, Louis Varland, and Johan Durant each tossed a shutout inning in relief. Matt Wallner hit a solo home run, with Carlos Correa and Ryan Jeffers each also picking up an RBI. James sent me this text last night, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting ready for the All-Star break. So he goes, Buxton literally just got hit by a pitch in the head leading off the game tonight.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he said he stayed in the game, stole second, then scored. They pulled him after the inning for precautionary reasons.
Yeah.
They're calling it a left-hand contusion and have him listed as day-to-day. But then again, aren't we all?
Day-to-day.
Yeah, that's an old Sports Center joke.
He had that hand issue, and then he wore that glove in there. I don't know if that was his left or right. I can't remember what a couple years ago or whatever. So who knows?
I don't
know.
He's
re-aggravated an old injury.
His name on the back of his jersey should be Italian for fragile.
Yeah,
just saying.
Well, he's been so far so good up until last night. So
Twins and Cubs wrap up their series today. Getaway game today. First pitch scheduled for 12:10 p.m. So Minnesota sports fans, you're going to be able to watch that prior to watching the Summer League extravaganza with your Minnesota Timberwolves at 2:30.
Yeah.
David Festa will be on the mound for the Twins today. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, well, they fell to Gary South Shore 4-1 yesterday evening. Redhawks gave up three runs in the fifth inning of the loss. Orlando Rodriguez gave up four runs. Three of them were earned over seven innings, was tagged with the loss. Redhawks Railcats conclude their series this afternoon starting at noon. Redhawks had some players named All-Stars, designated hitter Dylan Thomas, catcher Juan Fernandez, pitcher Garrett Alexander, pitcher Kyle Krieger, pitcher Parker Harm. All-Star game is at Newman Outdoor Field in Fargo on Tuesday, July 22nd. First pitch will be scheduled for 7:02 p.m. They last held an All-Star game in Fargo when it was still the Northern League back in 1999 and 2007. So it's been 18 years since they've hosted an All-Star game. So that's great for the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks organization. Minnesota Lynx, well, unfortunately, they were outscored 27-14 in the fourth quarter of an afternoon game yesterday against the Phoenix Mercury, and they went on to lose 79-71, only their third loss of the regular season. Courtney Williams led the Lynx with 21 points, 6 boards, and 5 assists. Nafisha Collier had 18 points and 7 boards. Lynx will now visit the Los Angeles Sparks this afternoon at 2 p.m.
Really?
It seems an odd schedule. I mean, we're in the middle of summer.
They have weird hours. They do.
I mean, in the middle of the summer, and you go from a 2:30 game to a 2 p.m. game, so whatever. And I don't know. I'll have to double-check, see if that's 2 p.m. local or 2 p.m. out in Los Angeles. Minnesota Timberwolves Summer League action today. Minnesota gets set to take on the New Orleans Pelicans Summer League squad. 2:30 p.m. That'll be on ESPN2. Set your DVRs if you're at work. Get a chance to see the young guys. Get to see Johan Berenguer and Rocco Zakarski. See what they're about, because both those rookies, by the way, Bonnie, have signed the contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So Johan is signed to his normal standard rookie deal, and Zakarski, he signed a deal to be on a two-way contract. So he can play in Iowa for most of the season, come up to the big team if we need him, and he can be sent back and forth. So
I didn't know that. Okay.
Which to me is interesting, which means I think they've seen enough from him preparing for summer league that they want him over in the U.S. to help continue to develop him, as opposed to him going back to Australia and trying to develop over there on his own. So it'll be – now I just lost my email. That's awesome.
How's that working?
It's not very well, because I had one small paragraph left and I don't know what it was. So I guess the only last thing to say is you can join us on Primetime Sports from 6:30 to 7 p.m. with Big Game James McCarty and myself. we'll talk all things sports, maybe talk a little Lynx and Timberwolves, maybe we'll talk Twins and Buxton getting injured. So stay tuned for that tonight right here on WDAY Radio.
All right. Sticky one. It's already humid out there. Partly cloudy, hot, humid. Chance of late night showers and thunderstorms. Those should hold off until the concert wraps up at the Red River Valley Fair tonight. Kane Brown on stage. Big concert out there. 94 will be our high today. Winds south 10 to 20, 68 our overnight low. Tomorrow, scattered morning thunderstorms, then it'll clear off, partly to mostly cloudy. 78 for the high, northwest winds 10 to 20. Looks like a nice pleasant weekend. Mostly sunny both Saturday and Sunday. 80 for our high Saturday, 85 on Sunday. Right now it's clear. We have 70 degrees at our WDAY radio studios. High atop I-29 in South Fargo. Dew point is 67. Anytime you're up in the mid-60s or above, that is extremely sticky out there. Winds out of the south-southwest, 8 miles an hour. Right now, time for your national news from ABC. Then a song of the morn and question of the morn coming up. Thursday morning, tonight, we will find out who the winner is of the Great Grocery Giveaway brought to you by All Sauger Meats, Kingpins, ND Estate Services, WDAY Radio, and our sister station, AM 1100 The Flag. Congrats to all of you who qualified, and good luck. We will see. Again, last chance to get yourself qualified. Come on over to Kingpins between 3 and 5. Big Game James McCarty and I will be there. You can fill out a form, and we will draw two more qualifiers for that. There were some showers and storms that did roll across parts of our region last night. I know there was severe thunderstorm warnings that had been posted for Barnes and down in Steele County. Nothing, you know, major materialized. And now those have all pushed off onto the Minnesota side. And things will clear off today. And like I said, there's another band of storms coming in. But we're not expecting those until late tonight and into the overnight hours. And Dino will be in about 6 o'clock this morning with more details on our forecast. Question of the morn, what are your thoughts on people who gab on phones while shopping or in a restaurant or other public place? Does it bug you or not so much? Maybe you're one of those people. 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Thursday morning, it's a hot, sticky morning already, 70 degrees, dew point at 68, and it's going to be a hot, muggy day today. We're looking for a high temp right around 94, but the good news is the showers and thunder showers that we are expecting, those are supposed to hold off until late tonight and into the overnight hours. So we like to see that as Red River Valley Fair is continuing, and they had to close early. What was it, last Friday? Yeah,
because opening night.
It was the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they had to close early that night, and we don't want them having to do that, especially tonight. It's going to be a huge night. It's going to be super busy out there. Kane Brown will be on stage, and he's a big draw. So all of you going out to the concert, weather should be good. It's going to be hot, though, so make sure you're well hydrated. All right, question of the morn. What are your thoughts on people who gab on phones while they're shopping in a restaurant or other public place? 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. You got some 2 cents to put in on this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things. Number one, you know, it's weird when you see people at a grocery store and they're just having this long conversation, because a lot of times you'll have somebody like, you know, granted James is different, but it seems as though the younger generation, they will, it's just all text. Send me a text, I'll text you back, and that's the way it is. And I kind of like,
same, don't call me. I like texting.
Yeah, just send me a text, and that way I can get back to you when I get back to you. I don't want to necessarily talk to you right then and there.
I hate talking.
But when you're at the store or whatever, and you're shopping and stuff like that, and someone's just constantly talking on the phone, I mean, it's a little weird, because it's like, do you really have that much to say while you're shopping? And number two, do you actually have a good enough signal in the back of the store that you're going to be able to keep on talking? But I think the real annoying part is that when people are talking and they're talking on speakerphone, that doesn't make any sense. Because
no, like everybody doesn't need to hear your conversation.
No, and I will say this. A lot of times it seems as though there's a lot of the new Americans I see walking around Walmart, and they're on speakerphone with each other. And that's fine, because I don't understand their conversation. So if it's the private, I wouldn't know, because they're speaking a different language. So, I mean, that's the one. The ladies that wear the hijab things, they take their phone and they stick it in there So it's sort of hands free, but they could just use like an AirPod or something instead. But they stick it there and they just walk around the store and they're constantly talking. I don't talk to that many people on the phone, and you'll be there at the store for an hour and they've had an hour long conversation. And you do see, you had mentioned off the air, you see the truckers because they've got specific type of headsets. They don't go with the AirPods. They go with the over the head kind of strap, and it's a big long, it's a earpiece and a microphone, and it's kind of like probably 10 to 15 years old looking. So it's this big headset, you know, looks like for the kids these days, it looks like they're gaming or something like that. And those guys are walking around the store and they don't even take it off. They'll flip it up, you know, and when it's out of the way, when they're not talking.
Those are truckers?
Usually, yeah.
Oh, I just saw some meathead one time at Aldi. Like, he looked like a meathead.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was a trucker. He was just a meathead. Yeah. But he's, like, talking loud, and he's on his headset like that, and he's, like, getting in the way. And it's just like, dude, hang up your phone call and do your shopping and get the heck out of here.
Plus the fact that sometimes if you're sitting there having a conversation, you're not going to pay attention to what you need to do, so it's going to take you longer to shop or longer to go to the store and get what you need. So
you're
it's just weird.
Getting in people's way, usually.
Yeah, and I just have never understood the idea of wanting to be on the phone, especially on speakerphone in a public place, because then everybody around you hears both ends of the conversation. It's bad enough when you hear somebody walking around talking and you don't know what the heck they're talking about, because there's always the thought, you're like, you hear them talking about, well, Sharon should know better. And you're just like, oh, Sharon must have really messed up. But, you know, you hear both ends of the conversation. You're like, you guys are both idiots.
Sometimes these people that are on their phone, for instance, in the grocery store, they're like, walking slower, and they're kind of like stopping, and they're holding up traffic. It's just like, no, get your shop on and get out of here.
Exactly.
On the flip side, my husband cannot go to the grocery store without calling me once or twice. It's like, dude, so he's probably one of those people annoying other people by talking loud and probably on speakerphone too. Who knows? It's like, dude, how hard is it? It's like peppers, onions, potatoes. Yep. Just make a decision and pick a bag.
I just go in there. I get what I need. You know, there's always the joke, the meme about the man and the woman shopping, where the guy goes and it's like a direct line to his thing that he needs, and then he leaves. And the woman is just like squiggles all over the map of the store because she's got to go check everything out. And there's so many times I'm shopping with my wife and I think that, okay, we can go now. And then all of a sudden something catches her eye in this one, like the ladies section over here. And we got to stop for 5 minutes and look at stuff over there. And then we get back to walking to the checkout aisle. Oh, wait, we got to look at this. And
that's
then,
why you shop alone. When
exactly.
You go shopping. I get what I need and I get the heck out of there because I can't stand shopping to begin with.
Yeah, well, that's why we do a lot of ours online and just get it delivered to the house.
Yeah, I don't do groceries online. I did try it once during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm just going to try this so I knew how to do it. It was like, I mean, I could see if you have a need for it, but it wasn't for me or whatever, but it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on people who gab on phones while shopping or in a restaurant or other public place? 701-293-9000 if you want to weigh in on our question of the morn. You can email us studio@wdayradionow.com or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Jay says, I just shake my head and walk away. People are weird.
Yeah, I know.
I like that. Interesting one. Christy says she's in the minority here. She says, I think if a person is dining or shopping alone and wants to talk on the phone, it's fine.
Yeah.
However, she says they need to be respectful if they're loud, obnoxious, and cursing.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it always is people that are talking on the phone out in public places that they're just overly loud, and you know they're talking on the phone. It's one thing. There's sometimes when people are talking, they've got an AirPod in, and you don't see it in their ear, and they're talking, and like, oh, yeah, we got to do this, or, oh, nice to talk to you again, and you're like, you look over like, are you talking to me? But they're not. So, I mean, obviously, they're not overly loud or anything like that. But, yeah, the people that are very loud when they're doing it, it's just like, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be a little more kind of low-key and not make people look over at you when you're trying to have a private conversation.
Yeah, and some people who work from home will go to, like, coffee shops, too. Mm-hmm. I know that's a thing. I don't know if they're talking on their phones. But I think – and that's okay, too. Like, and like Christy said, I mean, if they're doing it, then just be respectful and it shouldn't. Yeah. Shouldn't bother any too much. I just don't like talking on the phone.
You get all your talking out at work.
I'm just antisocial.
I know. Usually when Bonnie gets off the radio, she just likes to go to her office and sit in silence.
I do like peace and quiet. It's not bad here, but a previous job I had, it was so noisy. Like, I'd have 2-3 police scanners squealing in my ear. I'd be working on news. I'd be cutting up interviews. You'd have people behind you talking. You'd have the on-air signal. It was just like noise overload. So as soon as I got home, it's just like, I don't want any noise, no radio on, no TV on, just peace and quiet.
There's been so many times that I'm trying to, on Mondays, you know, James and I haven't seen each other since Friday, so we're catching up, we're talking about all the sports headlines and stuff like that after the show. And I'm simply trying to edit some church services, and I can't concentrate while having a conversation with him.
Because you two just talking.
But he's talking. I'm trying to respond to him. I'm trying to edit this audio, and then he's also usually got a podcast on. So there's three different things going on at once, and I'm like, I can't edit the thing while this is playing, and I'm not concentrating on what he's saying. So
yeah, sometimes you have to focus on what you're doing. If I'm, you know, cutting up audio or working on something, it's just like I need to totally focus on that, and I can't have outside conversations. Yeah. I might acknowledge you, and that's about it. I did that to Chris Larson. He popped in our news center. He's helping out running things on the flag this morning. I said, "Morning, Chris." And then I put my headphones on. It's like, I had to get stuff done before we get on the air here. And some mornings, right until we pop on the air at 5 o'clock, I'm working till deadline. I think I had an extra 90 seconds before I sat in the chair, but I got everything done.
Well, that's all that matters.
I'm going to try to slide out early because it's going to be a long day and a late day for me, too, with the great grocery giveaway. But super excited for that. Super excited for all of you who qualified, good luck.
I just got to remember to bring my game card so that way I can play some skee ball.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Got to earn some tickets.
I told you guys yesterday, my daughter and son-in-law decided that they were going to enter the Great Grocery Giveaway after I told them about it on Sunday. I'm like, you can't enter. You're not eligible. We don't care. We're entering anyway. I'm like, so then I go talk to JT, the boss. I'm like, if you see Carly and Milosh's name in there, just like ignore it, would you? Carly keeps asking me, did my name pop up yet on the date? And I'm like, no.
You have to listen to the station.
You can't win anyway. But all of you who got qualified have an opportunity. Super excited to give away $10,000 tonight. Brought to you by Allsager Meats, Kingpins, and ND Estate Services, the Great Grocery Giveaway. Today we are going to be chatting with Don Kinsler, 7:10 this morning, for our lawn and garden segment. So if you have any questions for him, you call in at 7:10, or you can email your questions in early if you would like. Studio at WDAYradionow.com. And a friend of ours, Jeff Benda. You guys know who Jeff Benda is. Yeah. He's going to be giving wild game cooking demonstrations in downtown Fargo coming up on Saturday, which is opening day of Red River Market.
Oh,
which
there
is
you go.
Huge thing.
Is that the first?
Yeah.
Is that the first Red River Market of the year?
Yes, it is.
Is that, I forget, is that weekly, biweekly?
It's every weekend.
Every weekend?
I think so.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Is. Yeah. The farmer's market has begun at West Acres. That's been going on for, I don't know, maybe a month
or something like that.
But the Red River Market downtown. Yeah,
the one at the West Acres is just in that side parking lot to the west there, right off of 42nd Street. So you can't miss it, but it's just a small parking lot. And it's been kind of, at least when I've driven past, or maybe it's because I'm going by there earlier in the morning or something, but it's not super busy over there. So obviously that's probably going to fill up and maybe get a bit busier here, I suppose.
Yeah, Red River Market is every Saturday.
Oh, okay.
You made me kind of double-guess myself. I
didn't know what day, because sometimes they're on different days of the week. Like we used to have, I don't know that they've been doing it, but we've like, seemed like it was Wednesday evenings we'd have one for that was over by Young Field in West Fargo.
Yeah, and it was like every Wednesday. Moorhead has one too now, and then at West Acres, that one's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Moorhead's, I believe, is Tuesdays, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Red River Market downtown, which is a big draw.
Yeah, yeah.
People, like it's a happening thing, something to do to get out of the house. People love Red River Market downtown.
Yeah, it should be good weather for it this weekend, too.
And you can go say hi to our friend Jeff Bendo. We're going to find out. I saw on his Instagram page he was using, it's cherry season, right?
Yeah,
we were talking about cherries for charity. That is underway at all area Hornbacher stores, and I think that's probably why he's cooking something with cherries. But I don't know what he's doing downtown. We'll find out. He's going to be cooking something up at Red River Market.
I wonder what he's going to be making as far as the protein goes, if he's going to be using
rattlesnake.
Using some deer, elk, you know, wild boar.
Rattler?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
What if he just uses...
Maybe he's doing fish.
What if
a lighter summer hot meal.
That would seem like...
Know.
Yeah, fish would be a good one.
It's a very Benda thing to do, is what you were going to say?
Well, how stunned would you be if he showed up and he just like, you know, he was like, oh, I'm making, you know, beef tamales or something. You're like, wait, what?
I wonder if his sous chef is going to be there on Saturday, too. His
you
sweet
think
daughter,
so?
Lucia. I love her.
Well, she's probably usually there. It's probably fun.
Yeah, she's such a cutie pie.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on people who gab on phones while shopping or in a restaurant or other public place? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning if you want to weigh in on that. 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Right now, your national news and sports from ABC. 5:40 Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you, Ken Duffy, will have your WDAY Radio news coming up at the top of the hour. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will be joining us, and Big Game James McCarty will have your WDAY Radio sports. Dean got to meet Milos yesterday. He went and made a delivery over to Dino's house.
Oh.
Had to go deliver a special
package. Was Milos scarred for life?
I don't know. I said, did you have fun visiting with Dean? He goes, I did not stay very long.
I do not like he that man.
He picked up a rock.
This short man with the weather knowledge is very weird.
That's what Carly's like. I think he's weird. I'm like, no, he's not weird. He's my friend. I love Dean. He's just Dean. He's very Deanish. But yeah, Milos picked up a rock chip too on their way back.
Oh no,
Chicago! So he had to go get that fixed. It was actually—I was surprised. What did he say? Like, to fix it, was it $75? And I thought that's actually not bad.
Well, it depends on your insurance. I think my insurance usually takes care of
mine. Does
chips,
too? So. I don't know if he ran
was that in the pickup
insurance.
or the
pickup,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, wait, they put their Tesla on a trailer or something.
Right? Yeah. I guess the 9-year-old next door thinks that's like the coolest, seeing a Tesla. He's obsessed with Carly's Tesla. And I was like chuckling because I'm talking to his mom and all of a sudden an identical Tesla to Carly's saying, yeah. Slate gray color drives down our street. I don't know. It doesn't do much for me, but to each his own.
Well, like I said, I think a lot of the EV vehicles that I don't know if there's a reason they can actually do some different things with it as far as technology.
Oh, yeah, like the boys were going to play racquetball the other night, and me and Carly are sitting on the steps with Zara and the puppy and Odin, and there's like fart noises. So, of course, Milos has it cranked up, and he's like making these fart noises. He's like, okay, are you both like 12-year-old boys or what?
Pretty much. Yeah, so I mean, some of the technology and things you can do are really pretty neat. I find that really fascinating. But obviously, EVs on a different side
not
of things,
thing.
You know, you're not getting that credit anymore. So I don't think the demand for them really popped up the way.
I think it's going down.
Well, it
that's
is,
why
yeah.
When we had Brian Cronkin the other day, I kind of asked, like, I don't know, because they're building, you know, the infrastructure and putting the charging stations in.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean,
is
we've got a we've
backfire
got a,
and it's
yeah
not
we've got a
demand?
Yeah we've got a charging station that was built at the gas station on the corner over
took
here.
Took them a long time to build that.
Exactly,
yeah.
And
a big one at Shields. That's a Tesla charging station.
I mean, and
there.
I think you know, I understand the tax credit was trying to offset the cost of buying a vehicle like that because overall, I mean, for the environment, less emissions, great. But a lot of times, vehicles today, the newer ones, they have such low emissions anyway. I don't know why you need to completely switch to electric, but if you've got to put something in there in your house to be able to charge it, your electric bill goes way up.
Well,
you know,
the charger's expensive too, because I know they had a charger installed in their house in Chicago, which they removed. They had an electrician remove it, and they brought it here, and they're getting it reinstalled in their new house just because it's more convenient, obviously, if you can just charge it at your house rather than going to sit
definitely.
At a charging station.
I'm kind of curious, though, if Carly and Milos actually noticed a large jump in their electric bill each month based on charging.
They didn't.
Home.
I can't remember what they told me because you had mentioned it to me like maybe a year ago and I asked them. And yeah, it definitely goes up quite a bit.
Interesting.
That sucks a lot of juice.
Yeah, I mean, I already use enough juice as it is when you got four people living in the house. You know, always needed to charge phones and laptops and TVs and internet and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you use a bunch, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, the electric bill goes through the roof in the summertime when you're using the air conditioning.
Electric and water. I'm waiting. It's like whatever. It's family. But with three extra people and a baby who, like, spits up a lot and lots of laundry, I'm waiting to see what my water and bills are.
Just make sure you bang on the bathroom door when Carly or Milos are in there saying, 5 minutes! That's all you get! 5 minutes! Wash your hair and get out!
I think they're very quick and clean. I don't even see them shower. They probably do that when I'm at work or whatever.
Well, technically, I don't see my youngest take a shower either because the time I go to bed and the time she showers during the summertime. But I'm pretty sure somebody's using more water than me because those water bills.
I don't get those hours. I had a roommate in college, Michelle. She would. I'm not kidding you guys. Hour-long showers in the shower, music blaring, legit in the shower for an hour. What would you do? I would be like shriveled like a prune if I spent an hour in the shower.
Well, according to my daughter, she's got to shave her legs every time.
Well, Michelle would do that too, but it's like I can get that all done in less than 5 minutes, and that's conditioning my hair on top of washing it.
Not to throw my daughter on the bus, but This kid.
Let's do it anyway.
This kid never wears shorts, and she's adamant every time.
Why would you shave your legs if you're not wearing shorts?
That's what I told her. I said, nobody sees your legs, so why are you shaving your legs?
That's funny.
And she does it all the time. And then the other thing, what was the other thing that she does in there? Oh, and I've corrected her twice now in her life. So she loves to use a certain shampoo that I use. It's just it's a Suave or a Dove one, so it's cheaper than some of the high-end ones, right?
Yeah.
And she's got long hair. She doesn't want to cut. You've seen her hair. It's very nice hair. I really like her hair.
She's set in her ways. Yeah.
I really wish she would learn how to maybe style a little
just
bit better.
Leave her alone. It's hard being a teenage girl.
So it's shampoo and conditioner.
In one. Oh.
And she's very slow about doing stuff anyway. Come to find out, it's like, why are you going through so much shampoo? Because I don't have much hair, so obviously I can have a big bottle that will last for months, right?
Need a little piece of stuff yeah. for you.
So I figured that, yeah, she's probably using too much shampoo, and that's why she goes through it faster. Well, since the bottle said shampoo and conditioner, yeah. and when she was real little and you would help her with washing her long hair, you would use shampoo and conditioner because you wanted it conditioned because it's real long hair and she's not getting haircuts very often.
Don't tell me she was doing it twice because she wanted to make sure she shampooed and conditioned.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's shampoo and conditioner in one. You only need to do it one time. You don't need to shampoo and then condition with the same stuff. You're just washing your hair twice then,
that's
sweetheart.
That's funny.
Oh, my poor boo.
Sticky out there already. Dew point at 67 and the actual temperature 70 degrees. It's going to be a hot, humid day today. We possibly will be seeing those showers and thunder showers late tonight into the overnight hours, but 94 for our actual high temp. Question of the morning, what are your thoughts on those who gab on phones when they're shopping, maybe in a restaurant or other public place? 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. It is. Okay, go ahead.
They must be super popular. I guess I'm just not popular.
I just don't like talking on the phone.
I get text messages from you, James, my wife.
We're texters.
And a few from my daughters. That's it.
Trucker Al calls me when he wants to talk to me. He doesn't know how to text, I don't think.
He's probably driving.
He's such a chatty fella.
Yeah, but he's probably driving when he's doing it.
I know, but sometimes I'm napping, which is I always turn my ringer is always off. My oldest daughter, you know, she's getting ready. Her wedding's coming up, you know, what, less than 2 months or whatever. So she gets all excited about certain things. She tries to call me all the time. It's like, on the air, obviously my ringer's not on.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I just leave my ringer off. And if I'm taking a nap or if I'm going to bed at night, I leave my ringer off. I have a friend who lives out west in South Dakota. You know who I'm talking about. He'll text me all sorts of stuff when I'm sleeping, but I turn my ringer off. And if I ever like hit him back when I wake up at 1:30, 2 in the morning, he'll always chew me out like, don't text me back, I'm sleeping. It's like, turn your ringer off, dummy.
Exactly. You have a sleep mode feature on most phones.
He thinks he's going to miss his alarms. No, alarms will still go off.
Exactly. It actually says on my Apple phone my Apple iPhone that, you know, you can turn it on silent, but it'll still play your alarms and timers,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
So that's not a worry, but I just know yesterday part of the reason why my nap wasn't very good is that I'm trying to, you know, I usually throw something on the TV I just kind of watch something that's a rerun and I just fall asleep to it, right? I'm having trouble falling asleep. It's 12:30. I'm still not really asleep yet. Then I finally start to doze off. I've dozed off for like 20 minutes. All of a sudden, Dad! Here comes my oldest.
Used to do that to me.
My oldest, who should know better, but, you know, because she gives me a hard time, is like, you're always napping and sleeping all day. And I'm just like thinking, yeah, this is just kind of what happened ever since getting back out of the hospital. I got to get up in the morning, go to work, and I got to go home and take my nap. Otherwise, I'm tired.
Yeah. My sweet son probably did that till he was 20. Mom, are you awake? I am now.
I got. Thankfully, my phone is in sleep mode. But I got it. I told you. I think yesterday I got a text from my daughter at like 10:50. Are you awake? And I'm just like thinking, I am so glad my ringer's not on because I would have been so irritated if I got woke up an hour after going to bed.
We have random sleeping hours. I mean,
yeah, I know.
You just never know what time I'm getting out of here, what time I might, you know, am I going to walk the dog? Am I going to do
this? I'm just trying to get my 8 hours in a day, and it's a different It's a different setup than it used to be, to say the least. I get maybe 6 hours at night, and I got to find another time for those other couple hours.
My game plan today, I was crushing it this morning before we got on the air, because it's like I want to get all my stuff done so I can bail out of here right after I get off the air, because James and I, like I mentioned, we're going to be over at Kingpin's getting last-minute qualifiers.
Yeah, there might be somebody
else. For
the
great grocery giveaway.
There might be somebody else that shows up there at some point.
Are you going to come hang with us and watch the game? We'll be watching Summer League.
I might have to wait until halftime.
Okay.
And then I'll come over maybe.
But yeah, if you haven't gotten qualified for the Great Grocery Giveaway, which is tonight, we're going to draw a winner for that $10,000 in groceries, year's worth of groceries. Come to Kingpin's between 3 and 5, fill out a registration form, and then James and I will draw a couple more, and you'll get qualified for the giveaway party tonight. And if you have been qualified, check in time, 5:15 to 6:15. A lot of you should have received phone calls, emails, but sometimes we've had a few people who are like, we didn't get an email. Well, it went into their spam and stuff.
Yeah, double check your spam
folder. I know I answered a Facebook message last night, too. Question of the morning, what are your thoughts on gabbing on a phone while shopping in a restaurant or other public place? 701-293-9000. Go to the phone lines. We find, I'm not sure who this is. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
This is Tim.
Hi, Tim. How are you this morning?
Good. I just want to say, sir, listen to your show. You got a great show. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, thank you.
The thing I don't understand is, you know, I walk around Walmart to go get groceries and stuff, and I always hear people on their speakerphone talking, even if you can understand the language or not, walking around and yapping. And I'm, you know, almost tempted just kind of walk beside them and listen to their conversation. And if they say, excuse me, this is private. Well, it's not private when everybody can hear you. And that's what I don't understand.
Tim, you should agree with the person that's talking on the phone next. You'd be like, yeah, that's right. You tell them.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody, you know, it's just, you know, it's just inconsiderate. You know, it's like, hey, you know, and then those people that, you were talking about having the phone inside their, the ladies have that whatever over their head,
good job,
and they got it stuck in there. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, if you're going to talk to somebody, so yeah, why, you know, I don't mind, you know, it's fine if they're like in the grocery store and they're talking to their other half or something and say, hey, what do I need again? What, you know, and ask them the questions like, oh, what do I need? What do we need? That's fine. But when they're just talking about anything and it's like really loud, it's like, why do you need to talk, you know, when you're in a store, no matter where you're at, you're like, blah, 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 blah.
Or if you're in the checkout lane, there's nothing more rude. Like if I have to get a quick call, I make sure I hang up before I get to the checkout lane. It's like, that's just rude. Mm-hmm. Like greet your cashier who's waiting on you. Maybe if you're in the self-checkout, it's a different story. But if somebody's waiting on you, get off your phone and be kind and courteous as you're going through the line. Tim, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm from Fargo.
From Fargo. Well, thanks for listening, and thanks for being a first-time caller. Don't be a stranger. You call back again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good hearing from you. Yes, we love all your voices when you guys call in. What are your thoughts on people who gab on phones while shopping in a restaurant, or other public place? 701-293-9000. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
This is Dave from Rapids.
Dave, long time no talk. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
Good.
How are you?
Excellent. No complaints.
My spin on this is if you're not expecting a call from Henry Kissinger or the U.S. president,
I think Henry Kissinger is 10 feet under at this point. If he's calling us, we should be concerned, Dave.
I think Dave is dating himself a little bit when he brings up Henry Kissinger, but that's just me.
Well, it's just the idea. It's very rude. My wife is a cashier and a manager at a store, and she says the same thing. Somebody's yakking on the phone. They come up to the counter. She takes their money, adds up their stuff, gives her the receipt, puts her stuff in a bag, doesn't say a word. Not hi, bye, nothing, have a good day. You're going to treat her like that, she's going to treat you like that.
Yeah, it is rude. Like I said, if by chance I do get a random call, which I'll only answer it if, you know, maybe you have a medical call coming in and you have to take it or something like that. Like if it's an emergency, I'll answer it, but I always make sure I'm off the phone before I walk up to the cashier because you should be friendly with them.
Exactly. Brings me to the second point, driving with your cell phone. I have Bluetooth in my car. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Fargo enjoying a family reunion on Sunday. On the way out back to Grand Rapids, I'm going through Glendon. I'm holding my phone, not even thinking. And I'm talking to my daughter on the phone. And, of course, it's hands-free, but I just was holding my phone so she could hear me. And guess what?
You got pulled over, didn't you?
I did.
Did you get dinged with a ticket or just a warning?
He didn't give me a ticket.
No.
He gave me a warning.
Okay.
And I don't know why I was doing it, but I was just cruising down Highway 10, and I saw this black pickup come up behind me. I'm going, this ain't right. So I changed lanes, and he changed lanes. I'm going, yep. I'm about to get stopped.
Yeah. Sometimes we all have brain farts. I found myself, I did that maybe 6 months ago, and I have not done that forever. I, like, always talk on my hands free, and I caught myself. It was like, wait, what are you doing? You can't be doing that on your phone. But, that was nice that you just got a verbal warning there.
Mm-hmm. We were driving my wife's Chrysler, and I'm not quite used to that. In my Ford Edge, I have a microphone right over by the driver's side.
Yep, right above you.
Sun visor.
Yep.
And I didn't realize that the microphone is in the steering wheel.
Oh.
So now I'm going to be a lot more attentive.
Dave's going to look like he's yelling at his steering wheel for future phone conversations.
Yeah, exactly. I'll look like that monster job commercial, Super Bowl commercial years ago.
Yeah.
Too funny. Dave, it's good hearing your voice. You take care, friend.
Yep. You betcha. Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Near and far. We love to hear from you guys. 701-293-9000. What are your thoughts on people gabbing on their phones while shopping in a restaurant or other public places? Catherine says, just plain rude. Kevin says, no, 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 unless it's an emergency. Rude and shows a scary dependency on your phone, that's for sure. He said, This I've observed this too. The worst is when somebody didn't turn off their phone in church and then answers it during, right?
Well, either that
or church services,
or they answer it during a movie. The previews just got done. You're in the movie, all of a sudden, bring, and then you got somebody answer it and start talking to them. I'm just at the movie. It's no problem.
Not cool.
No.
5:58. Time to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Breedle. Get up and get after it. It's going to be a hot, sticky day today. Make sure you're staying well hydrated if you are outside. Late night showers and thunderstorms, those should hold off. Red River Valley Fair, the Kane Brown concert tonight. Dino thinks those will hold off until after the concert, but he'll be with us shortly with more details. 94 for our high temp. More responses to our question of the morning. What are your thoughts on gabbing on a phone while shopping in a restaurant or other public place? Anita says she dislikes it. Vicky says, put the phone away. Enjoy each other's company. Bonnie also says, rude, unless it's an emergency. Doug, rude. He's seen a cashier tell people, I'm not going to wait on you unless you get off your phone. I love it. Carla finds it annoying. Looks like for the most part, most of you saying annoying, rude, inappropriate. Take it outside if you have to answer that. That's a good point there, Crash. Janet says, disrespectful to other people. Janet, I looked for you. I was at West Acres yesterday, and I went into the new Von Maur. I was looking for you. I was, like, stalking you, but I didn't see you. I don't know which department she works in. Also saw my friend Fred there and walked around the mall. My daughter went to get a pedicure yesterday, and so I said, well, bring Zara, and then Grandma will just walk her around the mall. And lo and behold, my friend Fred was there, so Fred and I got to walk around the mall. And then I saw my friend Gloria. Who would have thunk, you know, on a Wednesday, I'm running into all these people I know, but it was cool out there. Janet, didn't see you, though. Don't you work every day, all day long? 6 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. 6:03, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has arrived, and it's a sticky start to our day already.
It is. But boy, we missed out on the storms last night.
Yeah, I saw some on the radar screen when I kind of looked back at what happened.
They got about as far as Western Cass and then just fizzled out as they approached the valley. Some stronger storms out around the Bismarck, Jamestown area. Yesterday evening, but it's like I said, when they moved east, they kind of fizzled out. Now, we still have a few residual clouds left over from those storms, and we'll see those dissipate throughout the day. We're at 70 degrees, most everybody in the upper 60s to low 70s across the area, and it's the dew point. That dew point is up in the mid to upper 60s, so it does feel humid, and it is going to be a hot and humid one today with mostly sunny skies. By the time we hit late morning, we'll have highs in the low 90s, south winds at 15 to 25. Winds are light out of the south right now, but they'll pick up as we head through the afternoon. And that heat index is going to be between about 95 and 100 throughout the day today, so it's going to feel a little uncomfortable. Tonight, we'll see a possibility of a few storms after midnight. Our latest computer models are bringing this front through on the drier side and keeping all the storms to the south in South Dakota. So an isolated storm or two after midnight tonight with lows in the upper 60s and a better chance for some scattered showers and thunder showers on Friday with highs right about 80 to 82. The weekend does look pretty nice if you have weekend plans. I'll have those details for you coming up after the bottom of the hour.
All right, question of the morn. What are your thoughts on those who gab on phones while shopping in a restaurant or other public place?
Are they alone or are they with somebody?
Okay, Jace. I don't know. Use your imagination. You make a decision.
Well, as long as it doesn't happen what happened to me in the grocery store, I'm waiting in line and this gal is talking to her, I'm guessing, significant other.
Were they fighting or talking?
Oh, it was dirty talk. And it was, you know, I'm like,
no
well.
Way.
So it answered some of the questions on the food items that she purchased. I'll say that. But I said to her after she checked out, I'm like, well, it sounds like you're going to have a fun night. Have fun.
Not that I was listening to your conversation or anything like that.
Well, you couldn't help.
How do you know? Like, they were, like, overtly talking dirty? She was?
Bonnie, we have an FCC license that we have to abide by. I can't say.
Well, you don't have to repeat what you heard, but was she after strawberries and whipped cream and chocolate or what?
I would say it was a little bit more than that.
And, okay!
Did you get the Amazon delivery, honey? And we'll just leave it there. So, but, you know, if you're by yourself and it's not on speaker, okay, that's fine. And you know, but if you're with a group of people, no, absolutely. No, that's rude. That's rude.
I think, like, for the shopping, and somebody had mentioned, if it's just a quick thing, because my husband can't go to the grocery store without calling me twice. If it's just quick like that, it's okay. But people are in the store, and they're on this conversation for a long time, and they're talking loud, or they're on speakerphone, and you have to hear it. But Christy pointed out on our Facebook page, too, like, she goes, I'm probably going to be different than the rest. If you're, say, like, you're alone in a restaurant, and you're sitting by yourself, and, yeah, if you're not, like, talking loud or swearing or anything, I think there can be a place for it, put it that way.
Yeah, but if you're with a group of people, I'd say, no, that's rude as can be. Unless you say, hey, you know, my babysitter, I'm expecting a call from my babysitter.
An emergency call or a doctor, you've been waiting on the doctor on the phone. You're not going to.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. But I'd say 70, 80% of the time, no, that's rude.
Yeah, but that one phone call in the grocery store certainly juiced up your life a little bit, too, though.
Well, yeah, it was, I had to go home and take a cold shower after listening to that lady.
Surprised you didn't ask for her address.
hey, do you have a leg place?
Oh, Dino. All right, hot and sticky. We'll catch you in a half hour.
You got it.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki here on Bonnie and Friends. 6:56 this morning, Flatland Music Flashback brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing this band. They were a one-hit wonder, but they also had a variety show. It only lasted 6 weeks. But David Letterman was one of the writers for this show and also a regular on the 6 weeks that it lasted. You'll find out who it is. Flatland Music Flashback coming up right around 6:56 this morning. Again, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo. 6:08, we're going to get your national news in now from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:12, party is amped up a little more with Big Game James McCarty in the house. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Party is amping up for the Twins. Well, a lot
they
of things.
They lost, and Buxton got hurt. What's
no,
amping
they
up?
Won. They won. The Red Hawks lost.
I thought thought they lost. Buxton got hurt, though.
Buddy's like, the sky's falling. The sky's falling.
You see, Buxton gets hurt. All of a sudden, everything's broken. No, just Buxton's broken.
Okay, sorry.
The Twins scored two runs in the first inning. They manufactured a run on a double steal, actually, on the middle stages. And then they were able to get an insurance run with a solo home run from Matt Wallner. They win 4-2 Wednesday night. But, yes, Byron Buxton got hit by a pitch in the left hand. In the top of the bottom of the first inning, he was the leadoff batter for the Twins. He gets evaluated by the training staff. They let him go to first base. He then steals second and dives in with that same hand that I thought maybe was in not great shape. And he scores moments later. He gets relieved of, though, in the top of the second inning in the field. His x-rays come back negative. He has a left hand contusion. He's listed as day-to-day, and it sounds as though it's more or less precautionary on the Twins' part. And he still would like to participate in the festivities of the All-Star Weekend, which the Derby's 4 days away, the game is 5 days away. We'll see what his status is at that moment. David Festa got the win. He gave up two runs over five and a third innings, earning the victory. He pitched really well. He's a guy that's been up and down as a young starter for the Twins the last couple of seasons. It was really encouraging to see him do that. Twins and Cubs wrap up their series. Twins trying to sweep the Cubbies out of Target Field. At 12:10 on MLB Network, Chris Paddock on the mound for Minnesota.
Hey, I have a question for you about salary. So, like, if you're hurt and say you're on, what do they call it, injured reserve or whatever, say, like, for 8-10 weeks, is their salary reduced or they just still get their big
guaranteed.
Big money?
Fully guaranteed. Okay. Yep. Okay. The part of the Players Association, that's fully guaranteed for them.
Okay. I think the only contracts in pro sports that are not fully guaranteed are usually the NFL.
Usually
if you're keeping that player in your roster, even if they get
hurt. But you have roster bonuses, things of those sorts. Yep. So you still get a pretty good portion of it. Okay. But right before the game actually began last night between the Twins and Cubs, Joe Ryan was announced as a participant for the 2025 MLB All-Star Game. He is taking over a roster spot for Astros starting pitcher Hunter Brown, who is not going to be at the game. So Joe Ryan now, the 29-year-old, is 8-4 on the year, a 2.76 ERA, and he is a first-time All-Star. So he's the second Twin joining Byron Buxton to be named an All-Star for the Atlanta All-Star Game this upcoming week. The Red Hawks, they were the ones that struggled last night. They gave up three runs in the fifth inning. They fall to the Real Cats and Gary 4-1. Orlando Rodriguez gave up all four runs, three of which were earned over seven innings of work. Red Hawks and Real Cats have a series rubber match at noon today. And good news for Red Hawk fans as well. The All-Star game that takes place, only 12 days away, Tuesday, July 22nd at Newman Outdoor Field. The Red Hawks have previously held All-Star games when they were in the Northern League in 1999 and 2007. But they're going to have five participants in this hometown All-Star game this year. They include Dylan Thomas, who's a hybrid DH and outfielder, their catcher Juan Fernandez, and then three pitchers, and Garrett Alexander, Kyle Krieger, and Parker Harm as well. So pretty darn cool there, and it'll be exciting to see some Red Hawks wearing those all-star uniforms in, 12 days from now. The Lynx, they still have a WNBA best record, but they were outscored 27-14 in the fourth quarter of a 79-71 loss to the Phoenix Mercury Wednesday afternoon. Courtney Williams had 21 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Nafisa Collier chipping in 18 points, and the Lynx falling to 17-3, officially halfway through the regular season. They actually are on day two of a back-to-back. They're in L.A. battling the Sparks this afternoon at 2 p.m. And rounding out sports on the hardwood, you have the Timberwolves. They begin summer league play this afternoon against the New Orleans Pelicans. 2:30 is tip-off. ESPN2 is full coverage of that one. Bonnie and I will be hanging out at Kingpins for the final qualifier.
Yeah, we like to hang out together anyway.
We do, yeah. We're going to be watching the Timberwolves game. So if we look distracted, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the fact that the Wolves have summer league.
We're excited for that.
It's going to be a blast. Yeah. Well, and that final qualifier today is going to go from 3 to 5. You have an opportunity to try and get yourself qualified for that great grocery giveaway. Mm-hmm. And we'll end up giving away that grand prize, tonight. 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
So there's going to be all kinds of great stuff. Open bar. There's going to be pizza. We're gonna have a little throwdown showdown type of thing. So
yeah, it's gonna be fun. We need to listen this time because last time you and I did a remote together on the Jay Thomas show, Jay's never on time and he came to us early. And then we had listeners stopping in. Jay's looking for you guys.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we were busy talking.
It's all right.
Like five minutes early.
When I was at Grease Monkey, what has that been? 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
I had a lady who was turning on to 52nd after talking with us at Grease Monkey. She rolled down a window and yelled out her window, James! Jay's looking for you! And I was like, me? And she yelled the second time. I was like, oh! And I ran over there, and he goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm working.
Yeah.
He goes, no, you're not. I said, talk to the listeners. The listeners agreed. I was working.
You should have told them you were working it.
I was telling stories of Omaha, because that was like the day after I got home from Omaha.
Jay Thomas is the one guy that can't read a clock. Normally, he's back he's 10 or 15 minutes, and you're waiting on him, and the one time or the two times I are involved, he comes to us early.
It's the second time he was exactly on time, and like the 12 times I've done a remote with him. Both times, I was preoccupied. So, we'll see.
It happens.
Who knows? Maybe we'll give away some extra stuff, too, because we like to do that as well.
We do.
If you're looking for a lunch special before you head over to Kingpin's or trying to get that last qualifier, All Soccer Meats. They're doing it at the Veterans location. Their lunch today, yep, from noon to 4.
They did it yesterday and
they did it yesterday?
Today?
Well, it was on 52nd hanging out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Where today? I'm sorry.
It's on Veterans.
Oh, okay.
Veterans Avenue, right?
Veterans. I know where they're at.
Yep. It's a couple blocks down. It's in the same complex where like Azumi Sushi is stuff.
Yep,
it's
on, it's same, on that corner. Same area there, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, well, it's almost directly across the road. It's like a block off of directly across the road from Costco.
Same deal, or do they hike the price because you're not there?
No. Who knows?
Little did James know that he was
without
paying
the
extra
cost.
They
might even have to drop the price to try it. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's a hot dog or a brat, and then you get a bag of chips and a soda for $5.
Oh, the hot dogs are brats they're doing. Yep, yesterday was burgers, no? Or did they do that?
Oh, sorry. Burgers or brats. I didn't realize what I just said there.
That's okay.
Burger or a brat. There
James is like me. We're in like mode because it's like we've
there
got,
are
you know,
so many events going on. I'm just trying to stay ahead of all
right.
of it.
My game plan, unless the boss catches me ahead of time and says, you need to cut these two ads. My game plan is to fly out the door as soon as I get off the air, go home, take my Odin dog for a walk, maybe get a little nappy in, and then you and I will be hanging out at Kingpin's 2:30.
Is this
so
Odin before. Or is this the new one?
No, I'm not. That little thing is a holy terror, and it doesn't even know how to walk. He'll just bite his leash and pull on it and stuff.
Well,
he's so cute.
He is cute.
Just throw him in the stroller next to Zara. Call
and
it good.
He's an ankle biter. He bites and he jumps. And I know he's a puppy and he's only 9 weeks old, but still, Odin's a good old boy. Odin just walks.
Well, what's
nice
Odin like? 3 years old now?
I think he's
older than that.
Four or five.
Is he that old?
Yeah,
Jeez.
He's a good old boy. I love him.
He's gonna get to the point where you have to throw him in a stroller to go on walks with him. At that rate, jeez.
Odin won't like walking today because it's too hot. Yeah. So yesterday I did take him.
Well, that makes two of us dogs that are.
It is sticky out there. Already.
Yeah, it was warm yesterday. It's going to be warm today. I'm glad we got the AC.
Thinking about sweating.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to enjoy watching Timberwolves Summer League from Kingpin's all afternoon.
It'll be fun. Kingpin's is a great place, too. If you guys have not been over to Kingpin's, come check it out. It's just incredible. Yeah. I like that little interactive floor, so we'll get some exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Do some bowling later on tonight,
maybe. We'll be a little child with that. Mm. That interactive floor, that thing's kind of fun.
Get some skee ball, get those VR games going maybe this time. That's what I want to see.
Somebody in a local Facebook group a little bit ago, or one of my friends or whatever, kind of comparing. She had just been to Kingpin's for the first time with her kids. She kind of compared it to like a Buster and Dave's. And
Dave and Buster's.
Excuse me. I've never been to one.
It was like a Buster and Dave's.
Is it kind of similar to that? I've never been to one.
Yeah, it is a little bit because you're going to go over to really probably to Barron's and stuff and go get your food. Large arcade. They've also got escape rooms. They've got the bowling alley. A lot of stuff in there to do. It's a lot bigger in a sense because the first time I was there is when we had our draft special. We went into Barron's and had a back room there.
The place is really big.
Great burgers there.
Yeah, and it was really big. So last time we were there for the block party, I took my wife and youngest over there, and we went and kind of checked out the games in the arcade. Had to get a old refillable card, and we played a lot of skee ball and other games. And of course, all of our winning tickets that we had. Some young girl had to get candy out of the prize vault there, so I didn't get anything cool. I didn't even get any candy from her.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Huh?
If the three of us did an escape room, gosh, that would be.
I've never done it. Have you guys?
I would need to put a GoPro in there because I think that.
Well, I'm sure there's cameras.
The unrest would get to.
I don't know if I do. If I do an escape room at the right time and it's like a setup where there's like a bed in there, I might just take a nap.
I've done two escape rooms. I'm one for two.
There you go.
I've never been in one. Maybe
to be totally fair, the one that we got out of though was a few buddies of mine, and we were. honestly, I don't know how we did it because we were not the soberest of guys in Omaha a couple years ago. And I ended up having to crawl through a crawl space to get to a different room of like this quote-unquote psych ward, and I just about soiled my drawers.
Oh, why?
Well, it was pitch black, and you got to crawl through this thing. I'm not the slightest. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you
I'm
think
not the
we
slenderest
have enough
of
time?
People.
Maybe we can talk to Nader about escape room, the three of us. That would be fun.
He's trying to keep me upright the whole time because that whole little crawl space thing was just not my cup of tea.
Funny. Yeah,
because all of a sudden you crawl through it and you just like basically fall over like you're in a spy movie of some sort. And I flip over into it and all you see is like a security camera who's just watching the guys I was with in the other room. And I'm like, no. I want to go back. And so, yeah, there was that.
I'd have the giggles. I'd be hooting and hollering and probably screaming.
Well, and then we had
bit.
To, like, there's a couple times, like, you would open up these little compartments and you couldn't see into them and you don't have your phones on you. You couldn't see. So you just had to stick your hand in there and hope, like, you didn't get bit by a rat or something.
Wow, I don't think that would be.
Obviously, they have it. They're cleaned out very well, things of those sorts. But my imagination was running wild when I couldn't see anything. There's going to be an otter that comes out of this thing. I was, yeah. They're enjoyable, though. They're fun.
Oh, there you go. Love it. 6:23. Good luck to all of you who have qualified. And if you haven't been qualified, come on over to Kingpins between 3 and 5. James and I will be there, and we'll get you registered, and we'll pick a couple of more qualifiers. And then tonight, the big reveal, we will find out who wins groceries for a year, brought to you by Allsugger Meats, Kingpins, and ND Estate Services. A new Barbie doll is out. This one is super cool. We will talk about that straight ahead. Sticky day today, hot and humid. Looking for a high around 94. We have 70 degrees right now and dew point 68. So it is very sticky already and not expecting an improvement in that. And then storms firing off late tonight. Barbie, a new Barbie doll is out. There's a lot of people, adults, that collect them and stuff. But for little kids, type 1 diabetes, the reality is there's a lot of kids who have type 1 diabetes, adults too, but kids. And there's a Barbie doll that has just been launched with type 1 diabetes. And supermodel Kate Moss, her daughter Lila, who's also a model, she has had type 1 diabetes since she was very young. She's been very open about it. And so this Barbie doll kind of patterned after her. And so it has like an insulin pump, like right around the tummy. Yep. And then it's got the little patch. I don't know what it's called.
So you can
monitor your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. And I think that is super cool. I mean, for a little kid, especially who's, you know, dealing with a serious disease, type 1 diabetes, and then just to have a toy like that, a Barbie doll, like makes it like this is just like me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things where if you can, as dumb as it may sound to people that you have got a doll that is this or that, I mean, it shows that, you know, we notice people that have diabetes and they have the insulin pump and they have the little monitor that you can have an app on your phone and make sure your blood sugar level's at its right levels. And it just sometimes, especially for kids, it makes them feel more normal. Like, exactly. This isn't a weird thing. This isn't, because, I mean, I've seen the commercials over the years where people are like, I didn't know I was diabetic, and it was like the worst thing ever, and I just denied it, and now I've got issues because I didn't take care of myself after I was diagnosed as diabetic. And to me, I mean, I was like a freshman in high school, and one of my good friends that was there at this camp that we used to go to, he was diabetic. And, of course, he'd always mess with us. He'd take his little insulin needle that he had to use back in the day, and he would jab it in and flick the needle or whatever. And you're like, oh, gross, or whatever.
But he was so used to doing it.
But he was so used to doing it. And so it was one of those things where, like, oh, okay, well, that's, you know, he's diabetic. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times, you know, sometimes just to make you feel more normal or make it more socially people socially aware that people have diabetic and, you know, are diabetic and they have to have these certain things. It doesn't make them weird or, you know, like got some sort of health problem that they can't live a normal life. So, I mean, it just kind of, you know, normalizes it a little bit.
Yeah, because it's hard when you're different, right? Yeah. And it's harder for children versus adults. Yeah. We're just like, okay, so be it. This is it. This is what. But for when kids are different than their peers for whatever reason it is. And to have a toy like this that's just like you, I think that's super cool. Or for others that don't have type 1 diabetes,
and that's why
they learn about it.
Most of the time, that's why it was so sad to hear that story about that little boy over or that young boy over in England that was being bullied for being autistic or whatever. Because to me, it always seems like I was really impressed with both my kids and their classmates. When they had a special needs kid or someone that was different in their class, that was just another one of their fellow students. They didn't really treat them any different than anybody else, and they didn't bully them because of their special needs or whatever was going on. So this is just another tool to help, you know, parents help their kids feel normal, help other kids understand that they have an issue that they have to deal with. And not, you know, make fun of them because they don't understand it. Because sometimes back when you're, if you can remember when you were a little kid, you might have made fun of stuff. And part of the reason why you made fun of stuff for other people is that you just didn't really understand.
You weren't aware.
What they were going through, what their needs were. So.
Yeah. So these Barbie fashionistas with the type 1 diabetes, they're now available on Mattel Shop and at retailers nationwide. So love to see that. Don Kinsler will be joining us to answer your lawn, garden, and tree questions coming up at 7:10 this morning. If you have any questions, you can call in then, or if you would like, you can email your questions in now, studio@wdayradionow.com. 6:32, time now for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
Yeah, and we've got a pretty decent start to the day, Bonnie, with temperatures for the most part in the mid to upper 60s. A little cooler, Leonard and Daisy there in the low 60s, Grand Forks at 65, Moorhead at 67. We've got a few leftover residual clouds from some storms that were out to our west overnight, moving eastward. They fizzled by the time they got to the FM area. And we'll see those clouds dissipate, and we'll see more sunshine as we head throughout the morning. And that's going to lead to a hot afternoon today with highs in the low 90s. We'll have south winds increasing 15 to 25. We'll have heat index readings between 95 and 100 today, so a little uncomfortable out there. And then a few isolated storms possible after midnight tonight. There's about a 10% chance of anything before that, but most of that, and even the storms that come in after midnight, look to be widely scattered with lows in the upper 60s, south winds 10 to 20, and a better chance for showers and a few thunder showers on Friday. That'll keep temperatures down a bit to about 81, 82. And then the weekend, the sunshine returns looking nice. Highs around 80 on Saturday and mid to upper 80s on Sunday. And then we'll start off next week on the warm side on Monday, but then we cool things down quite a bit with a good chance for showers and storms on Tuesday. And then following that, temperatures only in the 70s as we head towards the middle of next week. So some cooler weather diving in from Canada by the middle of next week. But out ahead of that, we got a hot one today and then a pretty hot one Sunday and Monday as well. So summer's not done. But boy, it's getting closer to fall. Let's enjoy July while it's here, right? Let's not push anything.
I love fall.
Fall's like 2 months away, Dean. Relax.
Believe me, it gets here faster than you think. We
all trust me, I know. As soon as end of August gets here, James and I are hitting the road running for sure.
No doubt about it. Yeah, football season's not that far away.
August 28th, but who's counting?
You heat lovers have been served up plenty of 90-degree days this
summer. Yeah, enjoy it today, people.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna look over that.
It's been hot.
You know, it hasn't been as hot as you'd think.
Hasn't it been kind of on the cooler side this summer? I mean, we have an outlier day of like 90-some degrees, but then like this weekend again, the temperature's going to drop and be really nice.
We shouldn't have more than two 90-degree days this summer.
Oh, my God, Bonnie. No, we're actually a little bit above average in
temperature. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, not a lot, but I'm gonna do some digging and see how many 90-degree days we've had compared to what we normally would have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're above average, too, you know.
Okay. Well, not height-wise, but...
I was going to say.
Well, that's true. Good point.
Did you see the picture of Bentley I put on Facebook? Oh, my... He's just...
I told him when I saw him earlier in the week, I'm like, you're going to be, like, taller than your dad pretty soon.
Pretty soon. I bet by next summer he's taller. Without a doubt, he's taller than me.
Well, that's you can't have everything, Dean.
That's okay. Dan could still take him.
Oh, yeah. Probably until he gets into his early 20s, for sure.
Well, then I might be in trouble.
All right, Dino, do your research.
You got it.
Okay, sounds good. 6:36 right now, your national news from ABC. We'll check in with the American Ag Network. Not egg. Ag. American,
egg?
I did say egg.
National Egg Report.
Agriculture. And then
here's your omelet news today in the National Egg Report.
Maybe they'll talk about omelets. Who knows?
I'm so hungry. Could use an omelet right now.
And then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:41, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
We got a good news, bad news sandwich. Good news
twins
is
won.
The Twins won 4-2 last night.
I learned.
Yeah, see? See?
I do pay attention.
See? People that listen on radio, they get things right.
What?
I lack in that department, unfortunately. 5 1/3 innings from David Festa, who got the victory last night for them. Three different Twins driving in runs. Carlos Correa, Ryan Jeffers, and Matt Wallner had a solo home run for some insurance for the Twins. Bad news. Byron Buxton got hit by a pitch in the first inning on the left hand. And he would stay in the game, steal second, score a run, but then get pulled out of precautionary reasons. X-rays negative. He is currently listed as day-to-day with left-hand contusion and is hopeful to still be able to participate in the All-Star Game festivities that begin in 4 days from now, early next week. So that's promising. And the good news, again, to end the good news, bad news, good news sandwich, right, is Joe Ryan, for the first time in his career, the 29-year-old, will be an All-Star for the American League. 8-4 record, a 2.76 ERA. He is replacing starting pitcher Hunter Brown from the Houston Astros, who is not going to participate in the All-Star weekend worth of festivities. And so that puts a roster spot up for grabs. And Joe Ryan was the best pitcher to not be initially invited, partially because every team gets an invitation, at least one player invited into it. So that's good news for the Twins. They do wrap up that series with the Cubbies, trying to sweep them out of Target Field at 12:10 this afternoon on MLB Network with Chris Paddock on the mound. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, not so lucky last night. They gave up 3 runs in the 5th inning. They fall to the Railcats 4-1. They will have their series rubber match at noon today. And when it comes to the American Association All-Star Game, that will be held at Newman Outdoor Field on Tuesday, July 22nd. 5 Redhawks will be participating. DH and outfielder Dylan Thomas, catcher Juan Fernandez, and then pitchers Garrett Alexander, Kyle Krieger, and Parker Harm, all named to the All-Star team, those 5 gentlemen. So congratulations to them. This will be the first time since becoming a member of the American Association that Newman Outdoor Field does host the All-Star Game. It's the 3rd time overall that the All-Star Game for the Redhawks respective league is being held at Newman Outdoor Field. In the Northern League, they hosted in 1999 and 2007. On the hardwood yesterday afternoon, the Lynx outscored 27-14 in the 4th quarter of a 79-71 loss to the Phoenix Mercury. They still have a WNBA best record of 17-3, officially at the midway point of the regular season. They're now on day 2 of a back-to-back in LA against the Sparks this afternoon at 2 p.m. And the Timberwolves, they begin their summer league journey against the New Orleans Pelicans this afternoon. 2:30 is tip-off. ESPN2 is where you can find full coverage of that one. And then, of course, not only do we have primetime sports tonight at 6:30, where Jason, I'll get you caught up on all the happenings of Summer League, but we also have that opportunity, that final qualifier opportunity at Kingpin's from 3 to 5 today. Bonnie and I will be there rocking and rolling, eating pizza, maybe getting a beer or two. Just gotta, you got to balance out. It's a very healthy, balanced meal, and we'll be trying to get a couple people qualified for that final opportunity at that $10,000 in groceries in that great grocery giveaway. Pebble Lake Golf Club has been voted one of the top 25 public courses in the state of Minnesota. Find out why when you book a tee time online at playpebblelake.com.
All right. Live horse racing returns to Fargo here this weekend. Opening weekend on Saturday, free t-shirt giveaway day. The first 250 people who pass through the gates get a free North Dakota Horse Park t-shirt. Sunday is family day. They'll have a full afternoon of games, activities, and entertainment for kids. So looking forward to that. The 4-weekend meet they're having this year, it kind of varies from year to year. Looks like, let's see here, closing day will be Sunday, August 3rd. So 4 weekends. They're also going to have corgi races, which is we were just talking off the air about corgi races. They'll be doing that again this year. They'll have casino night, veterans appreciation events. We love that. Mystery voucher day and derby day. Looking forward to that. So
mystery voucher to where?
I don't know. It just says mystery voucher.
You've won a voucher to, you know, gas card. All right, cool. You've got a voucher to this local establishment 6 hours away.
And it's super affordable. If you've not been to the North Dakota Horse Park to check out the races, it's a big draw. A lot of people go. But it's only $8 for adults, kids and under, free.
Mm-hmm.
Except on the last day, Sunday, August 3rd, it's dollar day. Everything's a buck. Admission, beer, hot dogs, pop, water, snacks. Everything's a dollar that day.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. That's not often you can get in for a buck and everything you're consuming is a dollar.
No. I mean,
when you don't hear about that hardly ever.
No, think about when you're, I mean, like you have a Red Hawks game or a Fargo Force game and it's a dollar dog night. How many hot dogs they sell on those nights. It's incredible.
Why are we talking about food? At least you're eating. You're having some granola or something over there.
Yeah, try and calm the stomach here a little bit.
Good luck to all of you who have been qualified for the great grocery giveaway. We're super excited to hang out with you tonight. Make sure you show up over at Kingpin's. Check-in time for all qualifiers, 5:15 to 6:15. Make sure you bring your photo ID with, because it has to be you, the person that was qualified. You can't send your kid. You can't send your spouse. You can bring them with you, but it has to be whoever's been qualified, and we will be checking for that. And one of you is going to win $10,000 in groceries for a year, brought to you by Alsager Meats, Kingpin's, ND Estate Services. So good luck to all of you. It's going to be a fun night. We'll have free pizza. There's a cash bar available as well, and the winner revealed at 8 o'clock. So not too late. I mean, Even for me, who gets up early in the morning, it's not too late of a night.
It is late for you. Don't deny.
I've been staying up late the past couple nights, like till 9:30 before I fall asleep. I know.
That's why you're so cranky, because you're not getting enough sleep.
Yeah, me. You always sound cranky. It was on this date in entertainment history. This album was released. This singer, even though he's one of the few artists to be very successful without touring or doing major concerts, there were other famous musicians who really looked up to him. I watched a documentary on him recently. And so this album of his, the Beatles loved him. George Harrison and Ringo Starr both played on cuts on this album. They had pseudonyms, fake names that were made up. Also, Peter Frampton played on some of the tracks. And you will find out who it is. Flatland Music Flashback right around 6:56, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. 6:48 right now. We're going to be heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 1968. This front man for this band announced they would break up after their current tour. And their third album was the world's first ever platinum-selling double album. Find out who that was coming up next on Flatland Music Flashback.
Time for Flatland Music Flashback. Flatland Guitar, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs.
Sounds like you got to keep trying.
Keep trying.
Oh, Mick. 1965, the Rolling Stones started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with I Can't Get No Satisfaction. It was their first number one hit in the U.S. The song is number two on the Rolling Stones list of 500 greatest songs of all time. Pretty basic decorating in that room, wouldn't you say, Bonnie?
Drugs.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, drugs.
1968, Eric Clapton announced that Cream would break up after their current tour. The group's third album, Wheels of Fire, was the world's first platinum-selling double album.
Cream is widely regarded as the world's first successful supergroup. White Room reached number six on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1968. It makes Rolling Stones' list of 500 greatest songs of all time.
1972, Harry Nilsson's eighth album, Son of Schmilsson, was released. It featured George Harrison under the name George Harrysong, and Ringo Starr listed as Richie Snare on some of the tracks.
The Beatles absolutely loved Harry Nilsson. I just watched a Netflix documentary on him. Phenomenal if you're
into
music. Is
this a solo artist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Peter Frampton also played guitar on most of the album. Nilsson's on Rolling Stone's list of 100 greatest songwriters of all time. He's one of the only artists of his era to achieve significant success without touring or doing major concerts. When I was a kid, I thought Afternoon Delight, they were going out for an ice cream cone or something like that. Maybe a little more than ice cream.
I still thought it was ice cream. They did this song in the movie Anchorman as well, the cast. 1976, one-hit wonders Starland Vocal Band started a two-week run at number one with Afternoon Delight. The band hosted a variety show, which only ran for 6 weeks in 1977.
David Letterman was one of the writers for the show. Was also a regular on all 6 weeks of it. In 2010, Billboard named Afternoon Delight 20th sexiest song of all time.
Oh, yeah, baby. Having a birthday today, Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys is 71. They had a number one hit with West End Girls in 1986, right in the prime of my high school career.
Don Kinsler's probably jamming out to this in his car, waiting for you to get down there and Definitely. Let him in. If you're having a birthday today, happy birthday to you, too. Mr. Kinsler will join us coming up 7:10 to answer your lawn, garden, and tree questions. Call in then, or you can still email in studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. 7 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. I'm sweating just thinking about sweating today. It's a hot one. Chief Meteorologist Dee Mysaki is here. Hello.
Stay indoors, Bonnie. Stay indoors. You're not going to melt.
Sticky start, though, already.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Temperatures generally in the mid to upper 60s. High dew points today, and that will continue through tonight as well. We've got a few leftover clouds this morning, but if you look west, you'll see more sunshine, and that's what we're going to see today, a lot of sunshine, hot and humid. Low 90s with dew points in the upper 60s to near 70. That will give us heat index readings of 95 to 100 today. Oh, joy. Mm-hmm. South winds at about 15 to 25. Tonight, only about a 20% chance of an isolated storm coming in as we head after midnight. So if you're going to the fair, you're going to the is it Kane Brown tonight?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're going to the Kane Brown concert, you should be okay. You should be okay. There's about a 10% chance of an isolated sprinkle around dinner time, but I think that's not going to happen. So it should be a dry concert. But then a few storms after midnight with lows in the upper 60s. And Friday, a better chance for showers and thunder showers. A little cooler with the cloud cover, highs in the low 80s. And then the weekend, the sun returns, looking nice. 80 on Saturday, right around there, and mid to upper 80s on Sunday. We'll stay warm on Monday and then cool it down as we head into Tuesday with a better chance for showers and thunderstorms. And then temps in the 70s, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. So I did my homework. Okay.
Okay.
Now we're going to see if you guys can correctly guess. Okay. How many 90-degree days have we had so far? And I'm counting May, June, July.
8.
Okay, Jace.
90-degree days. I'll go one less. I'll go 7.
Are we 6?
Undercuts me.
6. And
4. I was closer by.
I was going to say 7. No. And then you would have been right if you went.
And 4. Yeah. And 4 of those were in May. We had 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Mm-hmm. And then we dropped into the 40s for highs.
Yeah, that was weird.
But I think we had several 89-degree days, 88. 89.
We did. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Yep, we have. And then we've had one 90-degree day in June, one in July. Precip-wise, we're averaging above normal. Not a lot, but we're not. We're averaging a half inch below normal.
Really?
So, yeah. So, one day of rain, one day of showers and thunder showers, we can catch up on that easily. Temperature-wise, though, we're averaging about 4 degrees above normal. Mm. So,
joy.
There we go. And last year, we had 9 90-degree days. So
there's plenty of time.
We'll probably get that. But the year before that, we had 29 in 2023.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, it was that hot? But yeah.
Wow, I didn't remember that. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's because you're getting older, Bonnie. And, you know,
can't remember things?
We can't. So, there's some days last week we can't remember. So don't feel bad.
Wait, what day was yesterday? I don't remember.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, everybody. I hope everybody's coming out to Kingpin's tonight for the big old Great Grocery Giveaway. We'll be out there and saying hi to everybody, shaking hands, kissing babies, and I think Jace is giving out free shots. Is that a rumor?
That's probably just a rumor. Maybe it's just for you, Dean. I don't know.
Oh, you don't need me with shots.
We don't need him getting started tonight.
No.
You save that for the after party after you leave Kingpin's, okay?
No. I got to work in the morning. and plus, I got Bentley with me.
So now he's got to behave.
Got to be on my best behavior.
There you go.
Weather this hour brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. We're going to find out if Mr. Kinsler's petunias are wilting in this heat and humidity. He joins us coming up in a couple of minutes. If you have any lawn, garden, or tree questions, that's going to be the time to call in. You can also email them in studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. 7:07, time for your national news from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty has a quick check on your WDAY Radio Sports. Don Kinsler joins us right after Big Game James McCarty to answer your lawn, garden, and tree questions. Hit it, Jimmy.
Byron Buxton hit by a pitch in the first inning last night. He would go to first, steal second, then score later on in the inning. And when they came out for the top of the second, he was nowhere to be found because he was getting x-rays. Buxton would end up having those x-rays come back negative. He is listed as day-to-day with a left hand contusion from where he was hit by that pitch last night. The Twins, without him for the final eight innings, did end up winning by a score of 4-2 last night against that squad in the Cubbies. Twins looking to try and sweep the Cubs out of Target Field at 12:10 this afternoon on MLB Network with Chris Paddock on the mound. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks will give up three runs in the fifth inning of a 4-1 loss to the Railcats last night. That sets up a rubber match at noon today before the Redhawks return home for the weekend against Sioux Falls. They did have five players named to the All-Star team last night as well for the Redhawks. In DH, an outfielder Dylan Thomas, catcher Juan Fernandez, and pitchers Garrett Alexander, Kyle Krieger, and Parker Harm. The All-Star game will be at Newman Outdoor Field on Tuesday, July 22nd. Around 7 p.m. It'll be the third time that Newman Outdoor Field has ever hosted an All-Star game, first time since joining the American Association. And tonight, you'll have, well, I guess this afternoon, actually, you'll have at 2:30, you'll have Timberwolves Summer League action on ESPN2 when they take on New Orleans. The Lynx are also in L.A. battling the Sparks at 2 o'clock. So lots of basketball, even though it's going to be, what, 90 degrees and sunny today at some point. So we'll be enjoying that in the AC of Kingpins. Bonnie and I, as we're hanging out there from 3 to 5 for a final qualifier, watching Timberwolves basketball, getting people qualified, and, of course, having that big throwdown party tonight with pizza, beverages, the open bar, the bowling, and somebody is going to win themselves a year's worth of groceries.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. All right, thank you, James. Phone lines are open, 701-293-9000. If you have any lawn, garden, and tree questions, NDSU Cass County Extension horticulturist Don Kinsler joining us now. Good morning to Mr. Kinsler.
Good morning. Always great to be here.
Are your petunias wilting in the humidity out there?
Well, petunias actually like the heat.
Do they?
As long as we can keep them hydrated, then we're in pretty good shape. And, you know, I have to check ours on hot days like this. I check them each day. Doesn't mean I water them each day, but I check them. You know, I pull aside a little of the foliage and check and look and see what's happening in the soil. You know, some things can, especially on a hot day, if the soil is already moist and you add too much water, they can go downhill from that.
I think I did that to one of my patio tomato plants, a cherry tomato plant.
Oh, sure.
It doesn't look very good. It got too much water.
So it's a little dangerous just to water without kind of checking to see what's actually in the soil. And, of course, a lot of our potting mixes, when they're well moisturized, they're dark in color, aren't they? And when they dry out, they tend to be kind of brownish. Another thing on watering, I'm glad you brought that up, Bonnie, because another thing on watering, like our hanging baskets and our pots of annuals, sometimes when they do dry out in this heat, the peat moss and components of that potting mix can be a little hard to re-wet. You know, sometimes they'll even shrink away from the sides of the pot, and then when you water, all the water runs down around the edge and doesn't really hydrate the soil into the roots. So one thing that works well is to give it a little water, you know, when it needs water. Give it a little water, then go water the next thing and next thing. And then
circle back,
you got it, and circle back. And at that point, it will have absorbed a little moisture, started to hydrate, and then that second watering will get into the root system. So on some of these hot days when things do dry out, that's one thing that I do as well.
Yeah, I've learned that by trial and error. Like, you water too much and it just all like runs out the bottom. It's just like, and so circle back and lesson be learned. What about, a lot of people are focused on their gardens right now. What should we be watching out for, like pests and whatnot out there?
Yeah, this is a fun time of year. You know, high summer. You know, our annual flowers are doing well in pots and planters, and our gardens are doing well. Corn is growing well. You know, string beans, many things are just that love this heat. Our tomatoes, it looks like it's a good tomato year. You know, the heat's been fairly consistent. And tomatoes are looking good. Our onions, our potato crop looks good. But we need to be on the lookout for insects.
Okay.
For example, on our cabbage plants, I've started to see some
moths,
holes.
Yep. Right?
The white moss. Occasionally you see a yellow one, but they lay eggs, and those eggs hatch into those green cabbage loopers. And that's what causes the holes in the leaves. Also on broccoli, that type of cabbage worm goes after everything in that family, including Cabbage, of course, broccoli, cauliflower. And for example, on broccoli, those green worms are about the same color as the broccoli.
Oh. Mm-hmm. As, extra protein.
Have you ever harvested a broccoli and then you think you got it all cleaned up and then you still find a worm?
Yeah.
Unappetizing. But there are some good products that we can kind of keep on our shelf at the ready when we do see insect damage happening. Seven has been around a long time, S-E-V-I-N. Eight, E-I-G-H-T, that's a good one. They're kind of somewhat interchangeable. When you look at the labels, you'll see quite a broad spectrum of insects that they control. Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, that's a good one. Colorado potato beetles, the round.
Those are gross.
They are. Yeah, they're kind
I
of
had
a,
them one year and I'm like,
they're kind of a round black and yellow striped beetle. They don't move very fast, so you can actually flick them off into a can of soapy water. My dad grew up in the Depression. One of his jobs was flicking the potato beetles into a can of kerosene they used to use. And
light them on fire. No, don't do that. That is not recommended. Yeah, that's dangerous.
He didn't mention once they were in that can what they did with the kerosene, but they died. So anyway, be on the lookout for those. And now in each of these insecticides, there's dust forms and there's liquid forms.
Mm-hmm.
The liquid forms, such as the concentrate that you mix up, I have a little a 2-gallon pump sprayer.
Rare.
The concentrates of those insecticides mix up easily in water. Then you can pump them on. Mm-hmm. And that gives good coverage on both the undersides and upper side of leaves. The dusts, the powder-like dusts, are handy. So sometimes it's nice to have a can of that. So if you see something on your cabbage, you can go dust it quick.
Just don't do
quicker.
It before a rain.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, most of those products, including the liquids, probably have to reapply after rain. Mm-hmm. And so keeping some of those things on the handy, does work quite well. Especially, you know, this heat brings out the insects as well.
Yeah.
Oh, they like the heat, huh?
Well, the thing we've been having a problem with in our yard, we haven't really had too many bug problems. Granted, we've mainly just planted flowers this year in around our yard. But the biggest thing is we've got one younger rabbit that manages to keep coming into our yard. And so the thing, and I was the lucky winner to spray around the yard on Sunday. It's very pungent. It's like animal urine.
What did you use?
I don't remember what the brand name of it is, but it was like an animal urine type of concoction. And it's very, you can smell it. You can actually spray it on the plants too if you want to. And since they're flowers and you're not eating them, it doesn't really matter if you get it on there. But is there other things besides that, because we've got a fence in the yard, but the rabbit can sneak in under the fence. We've tried to block some of the areas where it's easier for him to come in. But other than that type of spray we're using, and I sprayed it around the perimeter of the yard as opposed to just around the flowers. So is that a better method to try and deter the rabbit going around the yard, not just the little flower bed?
You know, that's a good way, setting up a perimeter around your yard to hopefully you keep them out of your yard.
Yeah.
And, of course, once they cross that perimeter, well, then, yeah. But you bring up a good point. And rabbit control is one of my three most common questions. Yeah. One is blossom end rot on tomatoes. The other is why my autumn blaze maples aren't doing well in the Red River Valley. And the third one is what do we do about rabbits? And so the repellents that you mentioned, you said it smelled maybe like animal urine or something.
Yeah, we've got that one. We've got another one that you just – it wasn't as pungent, but I don't think it worked as well. So we've tried a couple different ones.
Rabbits and deer are plant eaters. They don't like things that smell like animals. So the Soil Conservation District, when they plant all these shelter belts, all these young little trees that could be decimated by deer or rabbits, so they're serious. Soil conservation is serious about plant control against these critters. They use plant skid, PLANTSKYDD, plant skid. Mm. That's a blood-based material.
Oh.
Liquid fence. Liquid fence has rotten eggs, I believe spoiled milk and different things. And when you spray that, you know you've sprayed it.
Trust me, I knew when I sprayed my backyard this weekend, Don. The whole backyard smelled like pee, and I was like, all right, I got it.
And so anyway, but yeah, you do need to, you bring up a good point, Jace, that these materials oftentimes should not be applied to something you're going to eat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you, on flowers, you know, fine. Mm-hmm. But you can set up that perimeter around the outside. For example, your vegetable garden, even though you can't put these materials on the vegetables, you can set up a perimeter around the outside. And also, live trapping works, but make sure when you release that the property owner that you release it on wants more rabbits.
BB guns work if you live outside.
I thought when I got a dog that was going to take care of it because her peeing in the yard constantly was going to be enough of a deterrent for rabbits not to want to hang out, but this one obviously has no fear, and I think it's taken a nap in the flower bed, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, rabbits can cause a lot of problems. Yeah, we have our garden fence, but a little rabbit got in, chewed off all our string beans, and so
yeah,
just plant extra. They need to eat too, is what my dad always used to say. I do want to, before we let you go, Don, the third annual Red River Garden Tour returns in July. You and your wife Mary, your garden and yard, are on the tour
along with six others.
Yeah, yep. And tickets are still available for this.
Yes, we're at about 450 some tickets.
Wow.
Mary and I will be in our front yard, so we'll love to visit with people.
I love this. And this
$15
is
what the tickets
are. So $15 to get more questions answered by Don Kinsley.
Yeah, and this is next Wednesday and Thursday, but you guys love that. You're showcasing your yard, and people will be able to ask you questions.
Exactly, and just to visit with people. And so $15, proceeds go to the Garden of Healing, wonderful
that.
Organization.
Yes.
And this is put on by our NDSU Extension Master Gardeners in Cass County.
Love awesome. It. And go to rrvgardentour.com if you want to purchase tickets to the Red River Garden Tour. Again, it's next Wednesday and Thursday, and great cause that all the proceeds are going to. Don, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, and thanks everyone for listening. Thanks
Absolutely.
For having me.
Absolutely. Lawn and Garden Radio, we do it every Thursday at 7:10 right here on Bonnie and Friends. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel, she's gone, but she left us a tape, so she's going to be joining us coming up
tape?
Next. A recording. Time now to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. 7:32, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, and shortly with a check on your forecast, need to get our WDAY radio news in first. 7:34, it is a hot one. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here.
Yeah, this should be our seventh 90-degree day of the season today, as we're looking at temperatures right now. In the upper 60s across most of the area, and we'll make it up today into the low 90s, about 91 with hot and humid conditions and breezy conditions developing as well. South winds increasing at about 15 to 25. We'll have heat index readings between 95 and 100. So yeah, it's going to be a little uncomfortable out there. If you're out and about, make sure to stay hydrated today. And then a few storms come in after midnight tonight. These are going to be widely isolated. In many areas won't see a thing. With lows in the mid to upper 60s and south winds at 10 to 20. Much better chance for showers and a few thunder showers on Friday. That'll hold our temperatures down into the low 80s. And then a beautiful weekend with plenty of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Highs around 80 or so on Saturday and mid to upper 80s on Sunday. We'll stay warm on Monday. And then another chance for some more widespread showers and thunder showers on Tuesday, with highs falling back into the 70s. And it looks like we'll stay in the 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. So some pretty pleasant weather before we warm it back up by the end of next week. So two chances of rain in the forecast over the next week. That's Friday and then again on Tuesday of next week.
Interesting.
Not a bad-looking forecast. We've got another nice weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've been putting the nice weekends together opposed to last year. Last year we always had usually one day in the toilet, and then the other day was nice, and it was usually the pick day was usually Sunday last summer. So we're stringing some pretty decent weekends together this summer, which is nice.
Yeah,
great,
absolutely.
Great for lakes, country, pool, whatever you want.
There you go. Thank you, Dino.
You got
it. Is brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated since 1979 with three convenient Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. Time is now 7:36. We've got to check your national news. Big Game James McCarty's in with your WDAY radio sports update, and then Dean returns for your 3-degree guarantee.
7:39, Big Game James McCarty has arrived with a check on your WDAY radio sports.
Yesterday afternoon, the Minnesota Lynx began their 4-game road trip with a matchup in Phoenix where they had a lead in the fourth quarter before just collapsing, really falling in the quarter 27-14 and losing that game 79-71. Courtney Williams had 21 points, Nafisa Collier with 18. Lynx falling to 17-3 at the official midway point of the season. Still the best record in the league. They will head to L.A. They battle the Sparks this afternoon at 2 p.m. The Minnesota Timberwolves begin summer league play this afternoon as they'll be taking on the New Orleans Pelicans in Vegas. 2:30 is tip-off with coverage available nationally on ESPN2 for that one for the Wolves summer league squad. Minnesota Twins did lose Byron Buxton yesterday after he scored the game's first run. He was hit by a pitch, stayed in the game, scored that run, then x-rays came back negative. He is day-to-day with a left-hand contusion as of right now. David Festa would go 5 1/3 innings in the victory, Twins winning 4-2 last night, trying to sweep the Cubs at 12:10 this afternoon. Coverage available on MLB Network. Chris Paddock on the mound for Minnesota. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks falling to the Gary Sellshore Railcats 4-1 on Wednesday night. They gave up 3 runs in the 5th inning. That was the differentiator in that matchup. Redhawks have a rubber match for the Railcats this afternoon at 12 p.m. And 5 Redhawks were named to the American Association All-Star Team with DH and outfielder Dylan Thomas, Juan Fernandez, the catcher, and 3 pitchers, Garrett Alexander, Kyle Krieger, and Parker Harm. The All-Star game will be on Tuesday, July 22nd at Newman Outdoor Field up in North Fargo. Tickets still available for that Midsummer Classic in the American Association. And tonight, Primetime Sports, Jason and I, 6:30 to 7. We will have that recorded and ready to roll for you. We'll be hanging out at Kingpin's for that great grocery giveaway, that $10,000 grand prize. So we'll record PTS. We'll still have a great show for you. If you're moseying around in the garage, maybe mowing the lawn, maybe you just want to pop in an earbud while you're at Kingpin's with us. Regardless, we'll talk a little bit about the release of College Football 26 today and the excitement surrounding it. And you know what? I have control over the topic, so that's why we're doing it.
There you go.
James is going to want to talk about it because he can't go home to play it until that about 8:30, 9 o'clock tonight.
And I'll be too tired by then because I've got to come back to work at 5:30 in the morning tomorrow.
There you go.
Oh, man, if I could get a game in today before James even turns it on, I would be able to hold that
you'll
over.
You'll rub it in. Yeah. Hey, if you want to meet the three amigos, James and I have to work this afternoon over at Kingpin's, but Jace will show up, so we'll all be there.
He's like, oh, free beer, I'll show up.
You know I
can't
take part.
Well, it's free pizza. The beer's on cash bar.
That's later, but between 3 and 5, stop in, fill out a registration form, and then James will draw and I will draw some last minute qualifiers for the great grocery giveaway. So if you didn't manage to get qualified on the air, you can one last try there. Try to stop by, fill out the registration.
Jace also chooses to show up on his own leisure and time. Yeah. Maybe it will make him draw the winners for that qualifier. Cause
yeah, I could do that.
Every time I go to a qualification, I have listeners, great, very loyal listeners, tell me, draw my name. I crumpled it this way. I did it this way. I did it that way. And every time I give the response, I make somebody else draw it, so it's not my fault if somebody else gets drawn.
It was funny. When we had our Flag Day event, Bonnie was the one in charge of pulling the names out of the hat. Mm-hmm. And we had two community service officers or security officers. I forget what they were.
That was weird.
They put their names in, and the very next drawing, Bonnie managed to grab both of their names.
And I shook the box, and I put my hand in there, and I mixed it up, and they're like, you're playing us. Like, honestly, I shook the box, and I mixed it, and boom, the two that just arrived had called their name. That was
also
weird.
Bonnie is also very good at sleight of hand tricks, James, so she'll pull that quarter out behind your ear.
That won't explains even know why I lose in cards to her every time.
I know. I think she's got more than a couple aces up her sleeve.
I'm a little sly. Watch out for me.
Come out of the shoe. There's a couple of jacks in the shoe.
Is this your card?
Come give it a last chance to get yourself qualified. The big drawing is tonight for the great grocery giveaway. But don't give up. Even if you haven't been qualified, maybe your name will get drawn after you fill out a registration. And for all of you who did get qualified, make sure you are there between 5:15 and 6:15. That is check-in time over at Kingpin's. Bring your ID.
I was going to say, bring a photo ID.
It has to be you.
We need to make sure it's you. You can't send someone else on your behalf. That's not how it works.
Right.
This is a big time prize.
This is
$10,000 worth of groceries. Most of it is by Hornbachers.
$733 a month by Hornbachers. And $100 a month by All Soccer Meat.
I mean, cents on there, like 33 cents.
Yes. That's very crucial for some.
If anybody wants to gift James $100 a month in All Soccer Meats, if you're talking to our winner, we could probably use that for tailgating or something before Dragon Games.
I don't know how much time we don't have. That's fine, though. The cheddar apple beef sticks.
Ooh.
Oh,
everything at All Soccer Meats is phenomenal.
Incredible. Oh, the marinated chicken breasts.
Everything.
The steaks.
Everything.
They got elk burger. Yeah. Body's telling me to wrap it up.
Stop talking right now.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you're drooling
racks
on,
of ribs.
You're drooling on the microphone again.
Stop. Ugh.
You're gonna short it out. You're going to have an accident.
Yeah.
Good luck to all of you who got qualified or who have yet to get qualified. Great grocery giveaway tonight over at Kingpin's. Looking forward to hanging out with all of you. 745 Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki with your 3-degree guarantee coming up next. 747, time now for your 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
All right.
Did you finally get it right?
Well, I've been a little embarrassed the last couple of weeks.
You are normally embarrassing, but on a different note.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
What did we go yesterday?
85.
Okay. Yeah. The actual high yesterday was 85.
Hey, nailed it.
One in a row. Here we go.
Look out. We're gonna go at 91 for today. Under mostly sunny skies, it's going to be a hot and humid one. South winds will increase a little bit, about 15 to 25, but heat index readings between 95 and 100 today. Yikes. And then a few isolated storms possible after midnight tonight. They're going to be widely isolated. Don't expect, if you're wanting your lawn watered or your garden watered, don't count on it tonight with lows in the upper 60s, but a much better chance for a few more showers and even a rumble of thunder or two on Friday with highs in the low 80s. And then the weekend, sunshine returns, looking like a beautiful weekend. But today's 3-degree guarantee, 91.
And that is brought to you by the Window and Door Store. Thank you, Dino.
Got it.
All right, 748. Do you have something you wanted to talk about or do you want to go to break?
Well, Jeff Benda, Hunter Chef, is going to be joining us coming up about 8:10 this morning. He's going to be talking about pinching us morons. No way.
Pinching?
He's serving up a recipe.
Oh.
Pinchos morunas. Pinching us
morons. Muy bueno.
I have no idea what that is. I've never heard of it.
Muchas
in my
gracias,
life.
Señorita.
This is what he's going to be serving up on Saturday. It is the opening day of Red River Market, and Hunter Chef Jeff Benda is going to be there. He's going to be giving a cooking demonstration that you can check out when you're downtown there in Pinchos morunas. Yeah. Something like, I don't know.
I believe they are skewers, and so it's going to be.
Oh, you're the expert. You Googled it, didn't you?
No, you sent me the recipe. They're delicious spice crusted Spanish steak bites.
Steal his thunder. He wants to talk about.
No, he's going to tell us how you make them and what's going into them. But it's a nice steak appetizer. But he's going to use. I forget what he was going to use. I think he's going to use some venison.
Probably.
To make those. So,
that would sound about right.
Yeah, so I mean, he's going to take a delicious Spanish steak, you know, skewer dish, and he's going to make it into a wild game and fish dish, and he's going to show people how to do that.
That
down
doesn't
the
sound
river.
Like you know what you're talking about, sort of.
Well, I do watch a lot of food TV.
He's an expert. He watches food
Creme
TV.
Fraiche. Check it out.
And you're making me hungry. 10 minutes in front of 8. Thanks for hanging out with us. We are Bonnie and Friends. 752, good luck to all of you who have been qualified for the great grocery giveaway. Tonight is the big reveal. We're going to have a lot of fun. We get to eat pizza, play some games.
Maybe just a little bit of fun.
And in the end, only one of you will be left standing.
In the end, only one will be happy. Everyone else will be sad.
That'll be sad. I'm pulling for all of you, but you can't all win.
Just pick a winner. Just pick the first one that, you know, that you like.
This
and
is
root
exciting
for them.
Like, just to get qualified is exciting. But
just to be nominated is
knowing
an honor.
That you might be the winner of $10,000 in groceries brought to you by Alsager Meats, Kingpin's, and the Estate Services. And we're not trying to rub it in, so if you haven't gotten qualified, come over to Kingpin's between 3 and 5. Little Jimmy and I will be there getting you registered, and then we'll pick a couple more qualifiers. Jace will pick our qualifiers. So.
Yes, it's all on mine now, so we got that going for us.
I know it's 2, but maybe Brad, our go-to guy, will sneak more in tonight. Out of the registration box. So, I mean, even if you haven't been yet, you still have an opportunity, and good luck to all of you. Again, Alsager Meats, Kingpins, and ND Estate Services are fine sponsors. Ooh, Fed policymakers split over how many rate cuts are ahead. We will cover that in your Money and Markets straight ahead. 7:56, checking out your Money and Markets. Opening bell rings this morning after stocks closed higher on Wall Street. The NASDAQ notched a record close while the S&P 500 was boosted by tech stocks like NVIDIA. Chipmaker officially became the first company to reach a market cap of $4 trillion in what many analysts are calling a huge historical moment for the U.S. tech sector. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 217 points, S&P 500 rose by 37, and the NASDAQ was up 192.
So you're saying that that close at 20,611, that is a NASDAQ record then? When you said the NASDAQ had a record close?
No, the NVIDIA, that was a record there. Huge. Oh, no.
Yeah, but it said NASDAQ notched a record close. I'm just asking if the number that they close at, that's the record. I don't know
what
the record
is. Well, I think where it's at, 2611, that's where it's at, yeah.
Linda Yaccarino, is stepping down as CEO of X, which for a lot of us is known as Twitter. Mm-hmm. She announced her exit in a post on the platform where she expressed that she is, quote, immensely grateful to Musk for entrusting her to lead the company for 2 years. Her exit comes months after Musk sold X to XAI, which is his artificial intelligence company. Wonder how that works tax-wise. The move formally combined the two entities and raised questions about her role in the new company.
The latest reading on first-time requests for unemployment benefits is out today. The Labor Department's expected to report receiving around 235,000 new filings last week, relatively unchanged from previous week's 233,000.
Well, hopefully that's good that it's steady. Federal Reserve policymakers are split on how aggressive rate cuts should be. Minutes from the last month's meeting released Wednesday said, quote, most participants assess that some reduction in the target range for the federal funds rate this year would likely be appropriate, end quote. The central bank has held rates in the 4.25% to 4.5% range since December. A couple officials felt rate cuts could happen as soon as this month. The Fed's next meeting is set for July 29th and 30th. So we'll keep an eye on that, obviously, with Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins & Kronk, who joins us each week on Wednesdays at this time.
Yeah, lots of stuff to ask him about next week when he's on with us again. City workers in Philadelphia are back at work today after a deal was reached between the city and the AFSCME District Council 33. Thousands of employees were on strike more than a week ago. It had a major impact on 911 dispatch, water services, garbage removal.
Oh, yeah, that was the biggest one.
If that thing would have stretched on and on, that would have been awful. I mean, well, just a week to go without your 911 dispatch and trash
did you
removal.
See? Well, the 911 is the more important thing, but did you see the garbage? There was video highlights. I mean, because you can actually show on news. No, you can show news highlights of people and all these bags of garbage piling up everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just was so voluminous. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. The new deal for them includes 3% raises each year for the next 3 years. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
President Trump says the 50% tariff on copper imports will begin August 1st. He had previously announced the tariff but posted the start date on True Social Wednesday night. He had said the timing was based on a robust national security assessment. Copper is the third most used metal in the U.S. after iron and aluminum. The tariffs aim to boost domestic production as the U.S. currently imports nearly half the copper it uses. So hopefully that means we have enough copper in the States that we can mine it, I guess you would say, and get it to use.
Yeah, that's another one on my list to ask Brian Kronk about next Wednesday, 7:45, when he joins us. Coming up tomorrow morning, Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We are going to be showcasing Three Dog Night, Heart, The Black Eyed Peas, and Bon Jovi. All that and more coming up 6:56 tomorrow morning, Flatland Music Flashback. Hunter Chef Jeff Benda is going to be joining us coming up about 8:10 this morning. It is opening weekend, opening day of Red River Market on Saturday. And he, again, is going to be doing a cooking demonstration. So you get to watch what he does, maybe get a little sample of that, and ask questions of him. It is 8 o'clock. We are WDAY Fargo. 8:02, time now for a check on our steamy forecast. Heating things up with Waisaki.
Yeah, it is going to be a steamy one out there today. We're starting off with a little bit of cloud cover from the valley eastward, but more clear skies moving in from the west. Assures a sunny day today, hot and humid. Low 90s. South winds will be increasing to 15 to 25. We'll have heat index readings between 95 and 100. Now, a cold front will be approaching tonight. It's going to stall out to our west, but we could see an isolated storm or two after midnight, but most areas really not going to see much at all. 67 for a low with south winds 10 to 20. Much better chance for scattered showers and thunder showers on Friday with highs in the low 80s. And then sun returns for the weekend, looking absolutely fabulous this weekend with highs around 80 on Saturday and mid to upper 80s on Sunday. So not a bad looking forecast. We'll get some rain here on Friday and some needed rain. Now, for the fairgoers, for the concert, at least in the evening, at night, it looks like the rain will be east of us by then. But daytime hours look to be a little wet with quite a few scattered showers throughout the area on Friday.
All right.
Friday. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So don't have to worry about anything tonight. Yeah. We'll be fine.
Yeah, not a bad looking forecast.
Yeah, exactly. It'll cool off nicely and then have another nice weekend. So got to like the outlooks of that. So thank you, Dino.
Absolutely.
All right, 8:04, we're going to check up your national news. When we come back, a sports update from Big Game James McCarty.
Hunter Chef Jeff Benda joining us shortly. First of all, a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
The Minnesota Twins last night saw Byron Buxton get hit by a pitch. He would then steal second base and score, but then get pulled out of precautionary reasons afterwards. Twins would win that game 4-2 off of a 5 1/3 inning performance from David Festa, who got the victory. He only gave up 2 runs in that start. After the game, Byron Buxton's x-rays were negative. He will be day-to-day at this point with a left-hand contusion. The Twins also had Joe Ryan be named to the All-Star team after Hunter Brown from Houston had the announcement that he will not participate in the All-Star game. So Joe Ryan, with a 8-4 record at 2.76 ERA, will be a first-time All-Star this year. Congratulations to him. Twins trying to sweep the Cubs out of Target Field at 12:10 this afternoon. Coverage available nationally on MLB Network. Chris Paddock on the mound for Minnesota. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks would give up 3 runs in the 5th inning of a 4-1 loss to the Railcats last night. They have their series rubber match at noon today, trying to take that series before heading home to Newman Outdoor Field for a weekend series against Sioux Falls that begins on Friday night. 5 different Redhawks were named to the All-Star team, and DH and outfielder Dylan Thomas, catcher Juan Fernandez, and then you had 3 pitchers, Garrett Alexander, Parker Harm, and Kyle Krieger, all named to that All-Star game that will be played at Newman Outdoor Field on Tuesday, July 22nd. And on the hardwood yesterday, the Lynx outscored 27-14 in the fourth quarter of a 79-71 loss to the Phoenix Mercury. Lynx still have a WNBA best record of 17-3 as we're officially at the midway point of the season. They play in day 2 of a back-to-back in LA against the Sparks this afternoon at 2 p.m. And the Wolves, they begin summer league play in Vegas against New Orleans this afternoon at 2:30 on ESPN2. And right about that time, Bonnie and I will be showing up to Kingpin's for the final chance qualifier for the Great Grocery Giveaway. We'll get a chance to get a couple people qualified here this afternoon from 3 to 5 at Kingpin's. Come hang out with us, sign up, and then once you get yourself qualified, we'll end up having an open cash bar in the later on into the evening there.
We
along
just
with
heard
pizza.
From Mark from Purim. He said, what I'm going to do with $300, I'm going to buy steaks and come cook for you guys outside WDAY Radio.
You know
if,
what?
If he wins.
Interesting.
So Mark from Purim, just fold your ticket the right
Somebody
way.
Might be sliding through the qualification. I'm just kidding.
One of our winners. No, I'm just kidding.
We don't collude.
Looking forward to meeting all of you guys. And the three amigos will be hanging out, causing a little trouble this afternoon. Because
it's not trouble. It's fun. It's entertaining.
As long as we don't get caught.
Yeah, the boss doesn't
Besides that,
it.
We're off campus. What's HR going to do?
It's fun trouble. Good point. All right. We're not shooting nothing. It's out of season, but that's his theme anyway. Hunter Chef Jeff Benda joining us in studio. Good morning to you, friend.
Good morning.
It's been a while since we chatted with you last.
It has. Yeah.
I saw your Instagram post. You were serving up something with cherries, which is the season because it's cherries for charity this week here at Hornbacher Stores.
Yeah, it's cherry season, which is great. We actually have a neighbor across the street who has a cherry tree.
Oh, nice.
So
do you trade like fish or deer meat for cherries? Or?
No, she just is very generous. It's always and we're always kind of gone around the 4th of July, so we were here, and I peeked out and walked over. And
so they're ready already. Like
We picked them. I've made juice and jam and yeah, so
I didn't know those were homegrown. I didn't realize.
Yeah, the ones on the website. Yeah, so that or the ones on social media. So there's a couple at wildgameandfish.com. I mean, it's pretty much all Wild Game and Fish recipes, but there's a foraging tab. Not a ton of stuff on there. There's some things for dandelions, but also in mushrooms.
We ate them growing up. Salata, we called them. We picked the dandelion.
Yeah, I just did. Yeah, I was out in Missoula, Montana for a big $600 a plate dinner.
And they were eating dandelions. You fed them dandelions.
I did, actually, and walleye. But it was, they were actually, and I picked them right there on the property where the dinner was. And, hundreds and hundreds of dandelion flowers. My back is My back is still sore.
$600 worth. $600 a plate, and he fed him $5 a piece.
They got like eight different courses from eight different chefs, so mine was just one of them.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Awesome. No, it's been a great summer, and so I'm get to cook at the Red River Market this Saturday. I'm super excited. Yeah, this is my second year doing that, so I get
is
to do a little cooking
demo. Is it just a one-time thing, or are you doing a demo each week?
No, so they choose a different person to come in once a week. It's usually right around that 11 o'clock. Uh-huh. So right at Broadway Square, they have different things on the stage there. So mm-hmm. it'll be a musical act before me, and then we kind of each get an hour. I'll have 30 minutes.
Okay.
So
you're up on the main stage and everything?
So I'm up on the main stage in Broadway Square. I did that last year.
You're
and so
of
they
a big
invited
deal,
me to come
Mr.
out.
Mr. Benda.
Not really.
That's fun, though.
They must have had somebody else cancel.
Well,
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, you got to be up there. Not only do you got to be up there cooking the dish and showing them how to do it, you got to be able to talk to the crowd, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like you just get to sit up there and just cook and be like, what are you guys looking at?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to have – I'm going to be pretty generous this year because when we do a dish, then we're supposed to have about 25 to 30 samples.
Okay.
Right? And this year, I'm sharing some antelope, some North Dakota antelope steak, the backstrap, because for some weird reason, Wyoming gave me another tag for this year, 2 years in a row. So very excited. So I'm actually going to go ahead and tell, hopefully Melissa's not listening and she's not going to, well, she's actually going to be there. So she's going to kind of freak out. What do you mean you're giving away my favorite? But so a lot of people haven't tried it. They've tried deer steak.
Uh-huh.
But so I would love for people to be able to try antelope steak prepared the right way. So we're actually going to do pinchitos. It's on the website. Mm-hmm. There's a recipe. Super easy. And you can use any venison steak. It's actually traditionally made with pork or beef or lamb. But it's a Spanish dish that I had in Spain when I took students there a million years ago. And it's really good. So it's like steak skewers.
Okay.
But it's got a spice rub on it, like with cumin and paprika, and it's really good. Traditionally, it's done you usually grill it on the skewers, and there's kind of a cheat to it. So I actually do it in the pan, and then I put it on the skewers.
Okay.
And then that's how we're going to do it here. And then
it's just easier, I suppose.
Drizzle it with this honey, lemon, garlic sauce that's just absolutely phenomenal. And so everybody's going to get some of that. And then I'm going to actually grill some vegetables from one of the vendors there. Some mushrooms, some oyster mushrooms, and some vegetables. So Joe Morgan from Mid Heaven. Garden. He's got a booth there every week, and he's got a ton of oyster mushrooms and great vegetables. I mean, he's going to have everything like sugar snap peas and lettuces and radish. Like everything's ready now. But if anybody's a fan of oyster mushrooms or lion's mane mushrooms, mm-hmm. he is stocked.
Yeah,
and he'll be there he'll be there as well as other vendors. But
and
I always get my stuff from him.
Foraging, it pairs nice with wild game.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, so for all you mushroom foragers out there, I mean, there's kind of that season of when you can get them and when you can't. I know we picked oyster mushrooms when we were out in Washington State a couple summers ago and found them out in the wild, and I just fell in love with them. But now here I can get them
locally
at the Red River Market on a Saturday
out
of a guy who's raising them in Park Rapids, Minnesota. It's cool.
That's cool.
Quick question. So you're going to make this dish with antelope.
Yeah.
What's the difference when you look at some of the venisons as far as taste goes? You got antelope. I know that I had a friend that used to hunt antelope. He'd make the beef sticks out of them out of antelope.
Yep.
I've had elk burgers before. Obviously, a lot of people around here have had deer, white-tailed deer. What's the difference in kind of the flavor palette of antelope versus deer?
Sometimes with the antelope, just because of the diet, it's a Western North Dakota situation, so it's going to taste. So it might taste more like mule deer mm-hmm. or deer out in Western North Dakota. It just really anybody who's had it has had it done correctly.
Well, that's
you have to get the meat cooled off. An antelope, you have to get the meat cooled off right away.
Mm-hmm.
You also don't want any of that hair on getting on your meat. If you can keep the hair off and get the meat cooled down, it's some of the best meat imaginable. It's
even when I make chicken, girls, I try to keep the hair off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mine, but it's a different story.
Yeah. It's no fun when you find hair.
You asked Melissa and Lucia. Lucia has been saying since she was 3 years old, antelope is my favorite.
She's sitting right here.
Elk.
Is that true, Lucia?
Yes.
She's just like wide-eyed with excitement. Yeah. You absolutely love it.
She just licked her lips. Yeah. Those of you who are on
are
the
radio. You dad's sous chef this weekend? Are you going to be helping out down at Red River Market?
She...
No.
Yeah, she's going to be... Well, she'll be there, yeah.
So she's Melissa the star of your blog and your Instagram. Exactly.
So if anybody wants to show up at the Red River Market, it's not really about getting to come see me at 11 a.m.
No, not at all.
You're going to get to see Lucia and my wife, Melissa. And then you're going to get to eat. Exactly. Yeah, so get there a little early and get a good spot. Cause
well,
we're
how
only
does
have...
that work, like, in terms of how... It's first come, first serve? In terms
it is.
Of eating?
So, I mean, there's limited seating in Broadway Square. I mean, there's a bunch of different places to sit. But right when the, you know, they're going to have a music right before I am and people are going to kind of gather there. And then, but when we're done with the cooking demonstration, then some of the people that are there helping and Melissa and Lucille will help me pass out. We'll probably have about 30 samples. Mm-hmm. So you'll get to try it, but that's about it. I can't, you know, we're trying to do one dish and it's in a matter of minutes and then hand out samples. But so if you want to get it, kind of maybe sit close or stand.
Get there early.
Yeah, get there a little early. But the market starts at 10 a.m., so you can start shopping at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. It goes till 2. And some of that really good stuff, you know, sometimes people run out. You know, if you're there, you know, it depends on if you're there trying to get a certain thing, you know.
Sugar snap peas. The peas usually go. If you want zucchini, they'll probably have it to the end, right?
Probably.
There's always so much zucchini. I love zucchini, too.
When it comes to, obviously, you're going to be at Broadway Square in downtown Fargo. I know the corner right there on Broadway and 2nd Avenue north there. When it comes to the Red River Market, are they lined up and down Broadway, or where is everybody set up for the Red River Market then?
They are. What's the side street there? It's not...
NP?
It's Broadway and...
1st Avenue North?
Oh, it's Broadway and what's the corner street there?
Isn't it 1st
It's 2nd Avenue North.
2nd Avenue North?
That's where
2nd Avenue North. Okay, yeah. So it's 2nd Avenue North. Okay. They're lined up there.
Okay.
Yeah. But they've got food vendors. I mean, it's kind of grown. Like, it's it's kind of crazy. But they've got a lot of great vendors for fresh fruits and vegetables and...
Everything.
Or, you know, they've got all kinds
Breads,
of stuff.
Breads, flowers.
Yes.
Like, you name it. Honey.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
And there's... a group of ladies there. I'm trying to think. It's if they're Hooterites, but they've got the if you want to do pickles, like we don't even raise our own cucumbers anymore. Like we do a couple, but like for pickling, you can order. Just don't do it the same week I want it. Okay. When you're ready to pickle, they have like that perfect size of those smaller.
I love the small
cucumbers.
Ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can order like a flat, you know, like
Right.
And it's super reasonable. Mm-hmm. Like you can just order the whole, like come in and say, hey, I want to do pickles next week. Can I order the cucumbers and they'll have them ready.
Ready for you. Nice.
And I remember, I remember when Melissa ordered, it was like a half a bushel, and then she left town,
and then
said, "Hey, by the way, you need to swing by and pick up these pickles." And the rest of my weekend was pickles. Like 30 some jars later, or something crazy like that. But they, I mean, just that kind of stuff out there. It's a great. They just have really good stuff.
To get fresh produce and other goods, and it's just a great community gathering down at Red River Market.
It really is. Yeah, so we're gonna have a lot of fun. So come out and get some free food. And then shop for fresh produce and support the local vendors.
You know that everybody is, parking at that newer parking garage on the corner of 2nd Avenue North? And
that's where we park, that indoor
that big,
parking. Yeah,
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
That's a good spot. Yep.
So and it, that's
and it'll get you
away.
Out of the sun and the heat.
Yes.
And literally you walk right out that door if where you're talking about parking and that parking ramp. You walk out that exit door and... Midheaven Garden, the Joe Morgan with all the mushrooms there.
Yeah.
He's going to be like
right
there. Yeah,
awesome.
That's a great spot.
Love mushrooms.
Yes.
We used to go pick them as kids, and I absolutely love fresh mushrooms.
Yeah.
I know it's only July, but obviously we'll get into hunting season this fall. Do you have any big trips already lined up and planned or any big adventures you're going to do and be cooking for people?
Yeah. We're going to be, like I said, I got another antelope tag in Wyoming, and I've got a young man, my godson's brother, who got a tag for the same unit. So he's going to go out for his first antelope. So we're going to go out there together with his dad. And then I've got any antlerless tag. It was the third choice, but it's still a deer tag I got for here in North Dakota. I'm still waiting to hear back on some other states. But yeah, and then Lucia and I, in a week and a half, we are headed for 2-week father daughter trip to Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And we are living in the back of a Ford Expedition.
Oh, you're going to have a blast. You're looking forward to it, aren't you, sweetheart? Oh, she's like
no.
No.
Oh,
yes, she is.
You are. It'll be fun.
She just promised me. I was like, oh, we can stay out on the National Forest and the BLM. And she said, well, Dad, we have to shower. We have to find a real shower in a campground every other day. So we're going to do that.
Okay. Yeah. And I know you get super busy and you get hired out. Are you available for hire for cooking demonstrations?
Or? You know, I've donated a few. I'm booked for the rest of the year, actually.
You are? Okay.
I am, like, through January.
So maybe next year if somebody, like, look ahead and contact you.
Yeah. If anybody has any wild game, you know, you can't sell wild game, but if anybody has any wild game, elk or pheasant in your freezer and you want to, Lucia helped me. We just did a lunch for somebody who had some pheasant, then they wanted to feed their staff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
So they gave us the pheasant. We prepared it and we brought it to their workplace. But it really is literally, I have no openings until next February.
You've gotten busy.
Yeah.
It's a little busy. That's, yeah.
But at least you're getting downtime with your beautiful daughter and you guys.
We are.
Get to,
yeah. We're going to have a great trip.
You are going
to hope
to
see
so
everybody
much
on Saturday.
Bring extra deodorant, Lucia.
Yeah.
Especially for Dad.
Yes, definitely.
Exactly.
For Dad. Yeah, for Dad.
Deodorant and mouthwash. Those are two key necessities.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wildgameandfish.com if anybody wants to find your recipes or get more information about you.
That's it. And the if anybody misses the recipe, if you want to try those pinchitos, if you have any venison in your freezer, the recipe is on the website.
Yeah, and I'll try to share that on our Facebook
page. Yeah, and
you can
sign up to get your newsletter each week then, right?
Yeah, a brand new recipe. Every Tuesday morning, we send out a brand new recipe, a wild game or fish recipe. You can sign up on the website.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Good to see you guys.
You too, and happy belated birthday, Lucia.
Thank you.
You bet. Wildgameandfish.com, or go check them out down at Red River Market this Saturday. He is going to be cooking up first come, first serve on that. 8:24 right now, we are heading to the American Ag Network. Coffee Club has arrived. Janae and Ronnie joining us in studio. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Excited for the great grocery giveaway. We're going to make somebody really happy tonight, are we not?
Well, I
we
think
are.
That's probably the funnest part for me is, you know, seeing the I'm a gift giver at home and, you know, I just seeing the look at somebody's face when they win a $10,000 worth of groceries.
Well, it'll be a big deal to win it.
Yeah.
It's a boost for anybody's budget, but I mean, that potentially could be life-changing for somebody out there, depending on, you know, who wins this,
absolutely.
Who qualified for it. So mm-hmm. It's going to be fun seeing all of our listeners who have qualified.
Absolutely, it will be. Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Yeah, so we'll all be out there tonight. Come hang out with us if you're qualified.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, it's National Pina Colada Day, so maybe we could all have a pina colada.
I love pina colada.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
I haven't had one in forever.
Pass.
Maybe we should have one tonight, Bonnie.
Well, Rupert Holmes had the hit song for a reason.
Yes. Great song. Yeah, so it's going to be
great.
Fun.
Song.
All you qualifiers, make sure you get to Kingpin's tonight between 5:15 and 6:15. Bring your ID. And also, a last chance to get qualified. Big Game James, McCarty, and myself will be there between 3 and 5 at Kingpin's. Stop in, fill out a registration form, and we'll draw a couple of final qualifiers. It's going to be fun.
Kaboom.
And Kaboom is right. Yeah. And Ronnie still has firecrackers or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not this year. Is he into the boom booms? They were on... landed on top of his house.
Yeah, oh, I heard you saying something about that.
A couple of big rockets landed on my house. I was not happy.
No.
On their vehicles.
Yeah, no, that would make me mad too. All right, what do you guys have coming up on the show today?
So we are super excited because there's music on the terrace tonight at Sweet Shots. And this lady is coming in the studio. We've never met her. She is making waves in Nashville right now. So her name is Sophia. So new, we've never met her before. She's actually just in town for something else. And she's playing at Sweet Shots tonight.
She lives
in Nashville.
Okay. Where is she from originally?
Not sure. We'll find out, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we always chit-chat with them before they sing. So we'll definitely find out. That will be a good time. Classic. Okay, Ronnie, this is a quiz, and listeners are going to love this with you. because of all the things you know when it comes to pop culture.
Mm.
Classic catchphrases from TV shows. We'll see if you know what they are.
He probably knows
or what
all
show
of
they're
them.
From.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
And some fun
what
facts.
What you talking about, Willis?
Some fun facts that you would never find in a textbook.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Stay tuned for the Coffee Club. Jace, let's get out of here.
You betcha.
Bonnie and friends, hope to see you guys tonight if you qualified. Otherwise, we will be back on the air bright and early tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Have a great day and stay cool.